I'm afraid you'll all have to go home and pack your suitcases.
Jag är rädd att alla må gå hem och packa kofferten.
So I'm going to take you home with me.
Och jag ska ta dig med igen.
Having such a nice time.
Ja, det är så vidunderligt samman.
It would really be foolish to stop.
Ja, det är vanskeligt att stoppa.
So we can continue on the other side of the water.
So we can fortsätta på den andra sidan av havet.
And I think you would learn to like it.
Och jag tror att du vill lika det.
I'm having a wonderful time with Brother Johansson.
Jag har det vidunderligt samman med Bror Johansson.
Of course, the way to get into my heart.
Måten att komma in i mitt hjärta på.
Is to just show me.
Att bara visa mig.
That you can see this message in the Word.
Att du kan se detta budskapet i ordet.
And today we sat at the table.
Och idag satt vi vid bordet.
And he showed me something.
Han visste mig något.
That I have not seen in the Word myself.
Som jag icke har sett i ordet för själv.
But it's what Brother Branham said.
Men det som Brother Branham sa.
So he's more than past the test.
Så han har passerat pröven och mer än det.
Of what I know the prophet said.
Av det som jag vet profeten sa.
So it's just getting better and better.
Så det blir bara bättre och bättre.
The Lord bless you, Brother Johansson.
Gud välsigne dig, Brother Johansson.
And may he use you whatever way he feels he wants to use you.
Och må han bruka dig på den måte han själv föler han vill bruka dig på.
And I'm sure he will.
Och jag är säker på han vill det.
Now this morning I spoke a little sharply.
Idag morges talade jag något skarpt.
Concerning prayer.
Når det gällde bön.
Which Brother Branham set forth.
Som Brother Branham satte fram.
In a special way in his own life.
På en speciell måte i sin egen församling.
I did not mean to suggest.
Jag vill inte antyda.
That there could not be public prayer.
Att det icke kunde finnas det offentliga bönemöte.
Because there is public prayer.
Och det är offentliga bönemöte.
The prophet stated on this wise.
Profeten sa det slik.
When the church has a great need.
När kyrkan har en stor nöd.
Some great problem has arisen.
Och det har stått upp ett eller annat stort problem.
Call all the people together.
Samlas alla folket.
And let them pray sincerely for that problem.
Och låt dem be samman i innerlig för detta problem.
This is illustrated with as when Peter was in jail.
Detta är illustrerat vid berättelsen om då Peter var i fångenskap.
And all the people came together to pray.
Och allt folket kom tillsammans och bad.
And God answered.
Och Gud svarade.
What is a little wrong?
Det är något som är lite galt.
Is when people come together just to pray.
Är när folk kommer samman bara för att be.
And they pray one at a time.
Och de ber enkeltvis.
It is then that many different spirits.
Det är då att många slags onder.
Can come into the meeting.
Kan komma in i mötet.
And some misled person,
or some en eller annan villedet person,
will begin to sort of preach a sermon,
kan begynne like som å forkynne en slags lære,
or tell what's wrong with somebody else,
å fortelle noe som galt med en eller annen,
or sort of take the floor and the preeminence,
så like som ta over myndigheten og makten.
You know that's happened many times.
Det vet att det har hänt många en gång.
In order to get away from that.
För att komma bort ifrån den slags.
Let all pray out loud at one time.
Så kan man gärna be alla högt på en gång.
Or let them remain silent and pray in their hearts.
Eller låt dem vara stilla och be i sitt hjärta.
The prophet never did endorse even this type of a meeting.
Profeten tillåt icke en gång den slags av ett möte.
What he would do,
vad han gjorde,
is the people would come together.
Att folk skulle komma samman.
They would sing songs.
De ville kunna sjunga sånger.
Lift their hearts to the Lord.
Lyfta sina hjärtan till Herren.
Then he would preach the word.
Så ville han tala ordet.
Then all together they would pray aloud.
Så ville de alla samman be högt.
Maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Kanske 5 to 10 minuter.
Or perhaps a little longer.
Och kanske lite längre.
He told us how to pray.
Han fortalte oss hvordan vi skulle be.
He said, "Go to your closet and pray."
Han sa, "Gå in i ditt lönnkammer och be."
Do not make it a public display.
Gjør det ikke til noe stort spill for offentligheten.
He said, "Notice the difference."
Legg merke til forskjellen.
You will pray different in private.
du vil be annerledes når du helt alene.
From the way you pray in public.
And hva du gjør når du ber offentlig.
You just can't help it because you're human.
Du kan bare ikke hjelpe det, for du et menneske.
Notice yourself how you pray in public.
Legg merke til selv hvordan du ber når du ber offentlig.
You have to choose your words.
Du må velge dine ord.
You have to express it in a certain way.
Du må uttrykke det på en bestemt måte.
And you're thinking of people hearing you.
Og du tenker hele tiden på at folk hører på deg.
But when you go to your closet,
men når du går inn i lønnkammeret,
you stumble around.
Da vakler du omkring.
You stutter. You stutter, stammer.
Ja, du stammer.
You just talk to God.
Du bare snakker til Gud.
In a very broken way.
På en meget gebrokken måte.
And you just bare your heart to Him.
Og du bare bringer ditt hjerte fram for Ham.
That's real kind of prayer.
Det den virkelige bønn.
So you see why I spoke this morning.
Så derfor forstår du hvorfor jeg sa dette i dag morges.
Not to hurt anybody.
Ikke for å såre noen.
But to be right.
Men bare for å være rett.
How many of us when we pray in public?
Hvor mange av oss når vi ber offentlig?
I like the publican.
Som offentlige.
He just smote his breast.
Han bare slo seg på brystet.
And he said, God, I'm a sinner.
Og sa, Gud, jeg en synder.
I'm just not worthy to be here.
Jeg bare ganske enkelt ikke verdig til å være her.
He just made himself so lowly before the Lord.
Og han bøyde seg ned lavt for Herren.
But the Pharisee stood up.
Men fariseerne stod frem.
And he had a doctrine to preach.
Og han hadde en lærer som han preket.
And he had somebody to condemn.
Og han hadde noen som han fordømte.
And he talked how fine he was.
Og han snakket om hvor fin han var selv.
That's not nice.
Det ikke fint.
So you see why the prophet taught us as he did.
Ja, derfor forstår du hvorfor profeten lærte oss dette som han gjorde.
Brother Marcon is here with us tonight.
Brother Marcon som her i kveld blant oss.
His father lay dying.
Hans far.
His father lay dying. lay dying.
Oh yeah, yeah. Han lå døende.
His kidneys had locked.
Nyrene hans hadde sviktet.
The doctors gave him up to die.
Doktoren ga oppgav ham til å dø.
They were not doing one thing further for him.
De gjorde ikke noe videre med ham.
That night I was to have charge of the service.
Den kvelden var det jeg som ledet møtet.
I asked Brother Terry Green, who is the pastor.
Jeg spurte Brother Green, som pastoren.
If I could just conduct the meeting my own way.
Om jeg bare fikk lov til å lede møtet slik jeg selv ønsket.
He said that would be just fine.
Han sa, det kan du godt få lov å gjøre.
The Lord had laid on my heart to do what the prophet said.
Herren hadde lagt dem på mitt hjerte å gjøre som profeten hadde sagt.
I could not see this wonderful Christian lying there dying.
Jeg kunne ikke se at denne vidunderlige kristne mann lå der døende.
He meant a lot to me.
Han betydde så meget for meg.
We called him in.
Så han tilkalte meg.
And we prayed for just one thing.
Og vi ba om en eneste ting.
That God would heal him.
At Gud ville helbrede ham.
At 9 o'clock sharp.
Klokka 9 akkurat.
The kidneys broke loose.
Brøt nyrene løs.
The urine flowed perfectly clean.
Urinen begynte å renne klar og ren.
He was healed by the power of God.
Han ble helbredet ved Guds kraft.
This was a very old man.
Denne var en gammel mann.
He was in his 80s.
Han var 80 årene.
He went home to spend the rest of his life.
Han reiste hjem og brukte hele resten av sitt liv.
One morning, Sunday morning.
En søndagsmorgen.
As he was lying in bed.
Mens han lå i sengen.
With one foot hanging over the side.
Med en fot hengende ut for sengekanten.
I think about 5:30 it was.
Og jeg tenker det var klokka 5:30.
His daughter came by.
Datteren hans kom forbi.
And said, Pop, would you like a cup of tea?
Og sa, Pappa, vil du ha en kopp te?
And he said, yes, I would.
Han sa, ja, det vil jeg.
She went to get it.
Hun gikk ut og fant den.
And when she came back,
da hun kom tilbake,
like Jacob of old,
som gamle Jakob,
he drawn his legs up on the bed.
Da hadde han dratt føttene opp på sengen.
He went home with the Lord.
Han var gått hjem til Herren.
The doctor came and looked at him.
Doktoren kom og så på ham.
That he did not die from any disease.
Han sa han gikk ikke ut av gikk ikke bort på grunn av mange sykdommer.
God took him home.
Gud tok han hjem.
We have had case after case.
Vi har hatt tilfelle etter tilfelle.
When great problems have arisen.
Da store problemer har kommet opp.
We call the people.
Vi tilkaller folk.
With one mind they call upon God.
Med ett en sjel og ånd kaller de på Gud.
And God hears from heaven.
Og Gud hører fra himmelen.
And as in days of old.
Og som det var i gamle dager.
He opens the prison gates.
Så åpner han fengselets dører.
He cuts the iron bars asunder.
Han skjærer i stykker jernportene.
The power of his word shines through.
Og kraften av hans verk skinner igjennom.
God answers our prayer.
Gud svarer våre bønner.
This is why I talked the way I did this morning.
Det er derfor jeg talte som jeg gjorde i dag.
I trust you understand.
Jeg håper dere forstår det.
A word to the wise is sufficient. A word to the wise is
sufficient. Ja, et ord til de vise er nok.
This is the end time date of spiritual wisdom.
Dette er endetiden for åndelig visdom.
Let us do what a vindicated prophet said.
La oss gjøre det som den stadfestede profeten har sagt.
It'll be exactly right.
Og det vil bli akkurat det riktige.
Because God spoke back to the prophet's word.
For Gud talte tilbake på profetens ord.
Oh, what a mighty word was there.
Og for et mektig ord der var.
We can obey it without fear.
Vi kan adlyde det uten å frykte.
I wish to speak tonight upon the resurrection.
Jeg vil tale i kveld om oppstandelsen.
I am doing this with a very special purpose in mind.
Jeg gjør dette med en spesiell hensikt i sinne.
I want to raise your faith.
Jeg vil styrke dere i troen.
And to bring out some doctrine.
Og få bringe frem en lære.
And then to pray for the sick.
Og da be for de syke.
Shall we bow our heads in prayer?
Må vi be for å bøye hodene i bønn.
Gracious Heavenly Father,
nådige himmelske far,
we know that you are here.
Vi vet at du her.
For we have met together in thy name.
For vi har møtt sammen i ditt navn.
And you are in the midst of us.
Og du midt iblant oss.
By way of indwelling us.
På grunn av det at du bor i oss.
We have faith in thee tonight, Lord.
Vi tror på deg i kveld, Herre.
By the revealed word.
På grunn av det åpenbarte ordet.
We ask thee now to glorify thy name amongst us.
Og vi ber deg at du må herliggjøre ditt navn iblant oss.
By further revealing your word.
At i det du enda og mer åpenbarer ditt ord.
And making us right at home with your word.
Og så at vi føler oss riktig hjemme i ditt ord.
With your word abiding in us.
Så at ordet bor i oss.
And we very content with it.
Så at vi blir helt fortrolig med det.
And we reaching out for more.
Så at vi kan strekke oss ut etter mer.
For we need our daily bread.
For vi trenger vårt daglige brød.
And Lord, let the children's bread be amongst us.
Og la barnas brød være iblant oss.
That we might be healed of every disorder.
Så at vi kan bli helbredet av alle sykdommer.
May this be a great night for your glory.
Måtte det bli en stor kveld for din ære.
May it be full of rich lessons for us.
Må det være rik på leksjoner og lærer for oss.
We desire this to please thee more.
Vi ønsker dette for å tjene deg mer.
So we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ber vi om i Jesu navn. Amen.
Just two verses of scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 28.
To vers ifra Matteus 21.
5 and 6.
28. Vers 5. Men engelen tok til ordet og sa til kvinnene, frykt ikke, jeg vet at I søker etter Jesus den korsfestede. Han ikke her. Han oppstanden, som han sa, kom og se stedet hvor han lå.
My message is entitled, He is risen.
Mitt budskap i kveld henlagt til ordet han oppreist.
And it is taken from the sixth verse,
og det står i det sjette verset,
where the angel proclaimed to the women,
hvor engelen proklamerer for kvinnene,
concerning Jesus Christ who was crucified,
når det gjelder Jesus Kristus som var korsfestet,
He is risen.
Han oppreist.
This Christ went forth when Jesus came out of the tomb.
Dette var et rop som kom frem da Jesus kom ut av graven.
It is the story of a resurrected man.
Det er historien om en oppstanden mann.
Because Jesus was a man.
For Jesus var en mann.
He triumphed over death and rose in an immortal body.
Han triumferte over døden og reiste og sto opp med et udødelig legeme.
As the scripture says,
som skriften sier,
for since by man came death,
for siden døden kom ved mennesket,
by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
Ved mennesket også kom også gjenoppstandelsen, oppstandelsen fra de døde.
But this does not complete the story.
Men dette fullbyrder ikke historien.
There is much more to it than this.
Det meget mer med det enn dette.
For this becomes the doctrine of Ephesians 1:19-23.
Dette her læren står i Efeserne 1:19-23.
What is exceeding greatness of power?
Efeserne 1:19. Og hvor overvettes stor hans makt er for oss som tror, etter virksomheten av hans veldige kraft.
19-23.
Yes. Som han viste på Kristus, da han oppvakte ham fra de døde, og satte ham ved sin høyre hånd i himmelen, over enhver makt og myndighet og velde og herredom, og et hvert navn som nevnes, ikke bare i denne verden, men også i den tilkommende. Og han la alt under hans føtter, og gav ham som hoved over alle ting til menigheten, som er hans legeme, fylt av ham som fyller alt i alle.
These verses not only speak of his resurrection,
disse vers taler ikke bare om hans oppstandelse,
which is a man restored to life,
som handler om et menneske som kom tilbake til livet,
but it tells us,
men det sier oss,
that the same resurrection power,
at den samme oppstandelseskraft,
is to be manifested in a bride church,
skal bli manifestert i brudekirken.
And one day it will actually produce a physical resurrected bride.
Og en god dag vil dette produsere en fysisk gjenoppstanden brud.
It also shows us,
det viser oss videre,
that whatever comes forth in that bride church,
hva som helst kommer frem i denne brudekirken,
is because of and a testimony to God's resurrection power.
Er på grunn av og et bevis på Guds gjenoppstandelseskraft.
But this manifestation will always be one with the Word.
Men denne manifestasjonen vil alltid være etter ordet.
Because this resurrection is according to the Word.
Fordi denne oppstandelsen er ifølge ordet.
And it is actually the Word of God come to pass.
Og det er egentlig det at Guds ord går i oppfyllelse.
So I want to repeat.
Derfor vil jeg gjenta.
Whatever comes forth in this bride church,
hva som enn kommer frem i denne brudekirken,
is because of and a testimony to God's resurrection power in that church.
Er på grunn av og et bevis på Guds kraft i denne kirken.
And because the resurrection is actually the Word of God manifested, and because the resurrection is actually the Word of God manifested,
og fordi oppstandelsen egentlig er Guds ord som blir manifestert,
because the Word tells about it,
for ordet sier det,
and it came to pass just like the Word said,
og det skjedde slik som ordet sier,
then this resurrection power,
så vil denne gjenoppstandelseskraft,
must always be in accordance with the revealed Word in the bride.
Det må alltid stå i overensstemmelse med det åpenbarte ord hos bruden.
You will shortly see why I make this statement.
Dere skal snart se hvorfor jeg sier dette.
And I must hold to it.
Og jeg må holde fast ved det.
Now notice the first witness to his resurrection in the church.
Lägg märke till det första vittnet till hans uppståndelse i kyrkan.
It is found in the book of Acts chapter 2.
Det står i Apostlenes gärningar.
And we will read verses 14 to 18.
Andra kapitel 14 till 18 vers.
Then also verses 22 to 24.
Also verses 22 to 24.
Yeah. Chapter 2?
Yeah. 14 to 18.
14 to 18. Mm-hmm. 14 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Da stod Peter frem med de elleve og oppløftet sin røst og talte til dem. I jødiske menn og alle I som bor i Jerusalem, dette være eder vitterlig, og lån øre til mine ord. De disse ikke drukne, således som I mener. Det jo bare den tredje time på dagen. Men dette det som sagt ved profeten Joel. Og det skal skje I de siste dager, sier Gud, da vil jeg utgyte min ånd over alt kjøtt, og deres sønner og deres døtre skal tale profetiske ord, og deres unge menn skal se syner, og deres oldinger har drømmer.
22 vers.
Israelitiske menn, hør disse ord. Jesus fra Nazaret, en mann, det var blevet utpekt for eder av Gud ved kraftige gjerninger og undere og tegn som Gud gjorde ved ham midt iblant eder, således som I selv vet. Han som blev for oss efter Guds besluttede råd og forutviden, ham slo I ihjel, I det I naglet ham til korset ved urettferdiges hender. Men Gud oppreiste ham, I det han løftet dødens ver, eftersom det ikke var mulig at han kunne holdes av den.
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
På pinsedagen kom den hellige ånd ned.
Those in the upper room were filled with the Holy Ghost.
De I det øvre rom ble fylt med den hellige ånd.
They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them languages to utter.
Og de begynte å tale med andre tunger, alt dette som ånden gav dem å tale.
They came down from the upper room and overflowed into the street.
De kom ned fra det øvre rom og gikk ut over alt I gatene.
There they prophesied and spoke in tongues.
Og der profeterte de og talte I tunger.
The Holy Ghost had quickened them.
Den hellige ånd hadde satt liv I dem.
They were so quickened they could not speak their own language.
De var så opplivet, oppglødet, at de ikke kunne tale sitt eget språk.
They were given other tongues.
De ble gitt andre tungemål.
But the people did not understand who heard them.
Men folket forsto ikke dette, de som hørte det.
And they said, these people are full of new wine.
Og de sa, disse folkene fulle av ny vin.
They're drunken.
De fulle.
They're acting very foolish.
De oppfører seg veldig underlig.
What is this all about anyway?
Hva dette forresten?
And Peter said, this manifestation
og Peter sa, denne manifestasjon
is a witness to the resurrection.
Et bevis på oppstandelsen.
You will find that in the verses 22 to 24.
Det vil si det I det 22. verset til det 24.
For Peter speaks of his resurrection.
Og Peter taler om denne oppstandelsen.
He said, you crucified and killed the Lord Jesus Christ.
Han sier, dere korsfestet og drepte Jesus Kristus.
But he couldn't be held by them.
Men han kunne ikke bli holdt ut av dette.
And God raised him up.
Og Gud reiste ham opp.
And the Holy Ghost has fallen.
Og den hellige ånd har falt.
And these tongues are a witness to the resurrection.
Og disse tungene et bevis på oppstandelsen.
This is the most hated witness to the resurrection there is.
Dette det mest hatede bevis på oppstandelsen som finnes.
As they hated it at the day of Pentecost, they hate it now.
Som de hatet det på pinsefestens dag, så hater de det nå.
The Pentecostal people have been hated for many years.
Pinsefolket har vært hatet alle dager før de hatet I dag.
They have been hated because they spoke in tongues.
De blitt hatet for de talte I tunger.
But tongues is a witness to the resurrection.
Men tunger et bevis på oppstandelsen.
I do not say it is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Jeg sier ikke at det er bevis på dåpen I den hellige ånd.
But I say it is a witness to the resurrection.
Men jeg sier at det er et vitne om oppstandelsen.
The Gentile church age came in with tongues.
Den hedninge kirken kom inn med tunge.
There the handwriting was upon the wall.
Der kom håndskriften på veggen.
Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin.
Mene, mene, tekel,
upharsin.
Upharsin.
The end time, the Gentile age goes out the same way. At the end time, the Gentile age goes out the same way that it came
at
in.
The, ja, the end of Eden går hedningene ut på samme måte.
It is going out with the proliferation or a multiplication of tongues.
Det går ut med en mangfoldiggjørelse av tungene.
Tongues are known all around the world now.
Tungene kjennes til overalt på jorden.
The charismatic people believe it is the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Det karismatiske bevegelsesfolk mener at det uttrykk for den hellige ånd, bevis for den hellige ånd.
It is not the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Det ikke beviset for den hellige ånd.
But it is a witness to the resurrection.
Men det et vitne om oppstandelsen.
It is a witness to the fact the resurrection is at the door.
Det vitne om at oppstandelsen står for døren.
Because the resurrection comes at the end of the times of the Gentiles.
For oppstandelsen kommer på the enden av hedningenes tidsperiode.
People everywhere are speaking in tongues.
Folk taler I tunger og tunger overalt.
Recently 10,000 went to the Vatican.
Nylig gikk 10,000 til Vatikanet.
They went under Cardinal Soynen.
De gikk inn under kjødelig
Cardinal Soynen.
Kjødelig Cardinal Soynen.
Soynen, no, they went on, they went with under the leadership of Cardinal Soynen.
Oh, yeah, they gick in under the leadership of Cardinal Soynen.
The Pope embraced him affectionately.
Paven omfavnet ham hjertelig.
The people thronged the great basilica speaking in tongues.
Folket trengte inn I den store basilika.
And they were prophesying.
Og de talte tunger og profeterte.
Many people therefore believe this is the evidence of the baptism.
Mange mennesker trodde derfor at dette beviset på dåpen I den hellige ånd.
But it is a witness to the resurrection.
Men det et vitne om oppstandelsen.
And that is a great difference.
Og det en stor forskjell på det.
Anyone may speak in tongues.
Hvilken som helst kan tale I tunger.
Peter already warned them.
Peter advarte dem allerede.
Notice what it says in verse 17.
Se hva det står I det 17. verset.
It shall come to pass in the last days, said God.
Og det skal skje I de siste dager, sier Gud.
I will pour my spirit upon all flesh.
Jeg vil utgyde min ånd over alt kjøtt.
Flesh.
Ja.
Alt kjøtt.
And your sons.
Og deres sønner.
And your daughters.
Og deres døtre.
Shall prophesy.
Skal profetere.
And your young men shall see visions.
Og deres unge menn skal se syner.
And your old men shall dream dreams.
Og deres oldinger skal ha drømmer.
And on my men servants.
Og på mine treller.
Get the emphasis.
And on my men servants.
Og på mine treller.
And my handmaidens.
Og mine trellkvinner.
I will pour out of my spirit in those days.
Vil jeg I hine dager utgyte min ånd.
And they shall prophesy.
Og de skal tale profetiske ord.
He said, your sons and daughters.
Han sa, deres sønner og døtre.
And my sons and daughters.
Og mine sønner og døtre.
Will be doing the same thing.
Skal gjøre det samme.
So anybody can have an anointing.
Og hvilken som helst kan ha en.
Anybody can speak in tongues.
Hvilken som helst kan tale I tunger.
Anybody can prophesy.
Hvem som helst kan profetere.
But the difference is.
Men forskjellen
One will be with the word.
En står ved ordet.
And one will not be with the word.
Og noen står ikke ved ordet.
Let me show you.
La meg vise dere.
For it says in verse 16.
Det står I det 16. verset.
This is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel.
Dette det som talt ved profeten Joel.
He said this witness to the resurrection.
Han sa dette vitne om oppstandelsen.
This manifestation of the Holy Ghost.
Denne manifestasjonen på den hellige ånd.
Is the word of God in evidence.
är Guds ord i Uppenbarelse.
But there's going to come a time.
Men det ska komma en tid.
When anybody can prophesy,
vem som helst kan profetera.
Anybody can speak in tongues,
vem som helst kan tala I tungor.
And be outside the word of God.
Och vara utanför Guds ord.
There's a big difference, my brother and my sister.
Där är en stor skillnad på det, bröder och systrar.
Now let us view the situation today.
Låt oss se på tillståndet idag.
Brother Branham, a prophet of God.
Broder Branham, som var en Guds profet,
brought us church order.
Bragte kyrkeorden in.
He set the church in order.
Han satte kyrkan I orden.
And he said, the word of God distinctly teaches.
Guds ord talar tydligt.
That if you want to have the Holy Spirit manifesting in gifts,
hvis du ønsker den hellige ånd skal manifestere seg I gaver,
you must put the gifts under church authority.
Da må du legge gavene under kirkens autoritet.
Which is to have another room adjoining the church,
som å ha et siderom til kirken,
whereby you will come together,
hvor dere kan komme sammen.
And there you will speak in your tongues.
Og der kan dere tale I tunger.
One at a time.
En om gangen.
Then it will be interpreted.
Da må det tolkes.
And you may prophesy.
Og dere kan profetere.
And one by one through judgment.
Og en etter en gjennom dom.
These gifts may come forth.
Kan disse gavene komme frem.
They will be judged through discerning of spirits.
De vil bli prøvet etter om granske åndene.
What is judged to be of God,
hva som blir prøvet til å være av Gud,
will be written down on a piece of paper,
det kan skrives ned på et papir,
and handed to the pastor,
og gitt over til pastoren,
and the pastor will read it to the congregation,
og pastoren kan lese det opp på forsamlingen.
Then the people must wait and see,
da må folk vente og se,
if what was prophesied comes to pass.
Om det som blir profetert händer och sker.
Now you'll notice that he said.
Vi kan lägga märke till att han sa.
Tongues and interpretation.
Tungor och tolkning.
Is the same as prophecy.
Är detsamma som profetering.
Now many people do not want this.
Många människor önskar inte detta.
But this is what the prophet taught.
Men detta är det profeten läste.
Now notice something here.
Lägg märke till något här.
Most of our preachers have tried this.
De fleste av våre predikanter har forsøkt dette.
They have put the little room to one side.
De har bygget et lite rom på siden.
The people have gone in there.
Og folk har gått inn der.
And nothing happened.
Og intet skjer.
Now then, some of the preachers thought.
Nå tenkte noen av predikantene.
We will bring it back in the house here.
Da skal vi bringe det inn I hovedrommet igjen.
And their statement is this.
Og de fremsetter følgende.
If it doesn't work in there,
hvis det ikke virker der inne,
but it does work out here,
men hvis det virker her,
then thank God it works,
så takk Gud at det virker,
let us have it,
så la oss ha det.
Now remember what I said the other night.
Husk på hva jeg sa I forrige kvelden.
And I do not wish to mention names.
Og jeg ønsker ikke å nevne navn.
But Brother Branham did.
Men Broder Branham gjorde det.
So I also will mention it.
Så vil jeg også nevne det.
One day Brother Oral Roberts.
En kveld Oral Roberts.
Took Brother Branham aside.
Ved Broder Branhams side.
And he said, Brother Branham, don't preach the way you preach.
Broder Branham taler ikke på den måten som du taler.
Don't bawl those women out because they cut their hair.
Ikke skjell disse kvinnene ut fordi de klipper håret av seg.
Don't tell them it's wrong to dress in shorts and slacks and things.
Ikke fortell dem at det galt å gå I shorts og slacks og slik.
Because you're ruining your ministry with the public.
Fordi du ruinerer din lære offentlig.
And Brother Branham told Brother Roberts this.
Og Broder Branham sa til Broder Roberts følgende.
Any man's ministry that can be ruined by the word had better be ruined.
Hvilket som helst mann som kunne bli ruinert ut av ordet, var bedre at det ble ruinert av ordet.
Listen to me.
Hør på meg.
This is the word of the prophet who had the greatest ministry since the time of Jesus Christ.
Dette ordet fra den profeten som hadde den største medisin, den største lære og oppgave siden Jesus Kristi tid.
He who had thus saith the Lord said concerning himself,
Han som hade så sagt Herren när det gällde himself,
if my ministry gets ruined by the word of God, let it be ruined.
Hvis mitt ministerium, hvis min lære og tjeneste blir ødelagt ut av ordet, så la det bli ødelagt.
Now, Brother Branham absolutely stated,
Brother Branham sa absolut,
that Matthew 24, 24 is the word of warning for this hour.
At Matteus 24, 24 er en advarsel for vår tid.
These men would come,
disse menn skulle ville komme til å komme,
with genuine manifestations,
med genuine manifestasjoner,
absolute true tongues,
absolute ekte tunger,
absolute true prophecy,
absolute ekte profeti,
and they'd be off the word,
og de ville være utenfor ordet,
and they would deceive,
og de ville forføre,
I said would deceive,
de ville kunne forføre,
not maybe,
not
maybe,
not kunne kanskje,
but they would deceive,
men de ville komme til,
they had the power to do it.
De hadde makt til å gjøre det.
And they're doing it.
Og de gjør det.
And they will do it.
Og de vil komme til å gjøre det.
Blind leaders are blind, both falling into this.
Blinde leder blinde, og begge faller i grøften.
Now he said they fool everybody but the elect.
Han sier at alle blir forført unntaken de utvalgte.
They would be operating spiritual gifts.
De kan sette åndelige gaver i sving.
And a true witness to the resurrection.
Og den sanne vitne om oppstandelsen.
Apart from the word.
Utenfor ordet.
Now.
No.
We put the gifts in the back room.
No. Henlegger vi gavene til siderommet.
And it seems as though they die.
Og det ser ut som de dør hen.
Now I want to show you something right here.
Jeg vil vise dere noe med en gang.
I have been strangely puzzled about this for a long time.
Jeg har vært forundret over dette lenge.
I have felt that something was definitely wrong.
Jeg har kjent på at noe var bestemt galt.
And I believe the Lord has showed me what it is.
Og jeg tror at Herren har vist meg hva det er.
You may take it for what it is worth.
Du kan ta det for det det er verdt.
But I want you to go back to what Brother Branham said.
Men jeg vil at dere skal gå tilbake til det som Brother Branham sa.
And every time he talked about this, he illustrated it.
Og hver gang han talte om dette, illustrerte han det.
He said, let us say we go to the little room.
Han sa, la oss si vi går til det lille rommet.
And somebody rises in prophecy.
Og en eller annen reiser seg og profeterer.
And says, Sister Brown, your house is located by the railway track.
Og Sister Browns house er lokalisert ved jernbanelinjen.
The train is going to be derailed tonight.
Toget skal gå ut av sporet i kveld.
It is going to hit your house.
Det skal ramme huset ditt.
You will be killed.
Du vil bli drept.
Leave your house.
Forlat huset.
And do not go back.
Og gå ikke tilbake.
And the men in the church, the men in the little room judge this as a true prophecy.
Og mennene i det lille rom dømte dette, prøvde dette som å være et ekte profeti.
They write it down.
Og de skrev det ned.
They bring it to the pulpit.
De brakte det på talerstolen.
The pastor reads it.
Pastoren leste det opp.
Now they'll wait and see what happens.
Så venter de på hva som skulle skje.
Sister Brown's house gets hit by the train.
Sister Brown's hus ble rammet av toget.
She has escaped.
Og hun hadde forsvunnet.
He illustrated again.
Og han illustrerte videre.
Brother Jones.
Brother Jones.
You want to be healed.
Du ønsker å bli helbredet.
There is a certain sin in your life.
Det er en bestemt synd i ditt liv.
This is what that sin is.
Det er det og det er den synden.
Make that sin right and God will heal you.
Gjør den synden opp, og Gud vil helbrede deg.
And the man knows there's that sin there.
Og mannen vet at den synden eksisterer der.
And he knows that nobody else knew it.
Og han vet at ingen andre visste om det.
He makes the sin right.
Han gjør synden opp.
And he is healed.
Og han blir helbredet.
Another message could come forth.
En annet budskap kunne komme frem.
Our church lacks a revival.
Vår kirke fattet en vekkelse.
Because certain things are wrong.
For noe er galt.
Those things are named.
Disse ting er nevnt.
The people involved are named.
De enkelte mennesker som det handler om er nevnt.
It's brought before the church.
Det blir brakt opp for kirken.
And they confess it.
Og de bekjenner det.
And God begins to bless.
Og Gud begynner å velsigne.
Now I hope you caught something.
I hope that you oppfanget noe.
This is the age of brotherly kindness.
Dette tidsalderen for broderlig kjærlighet.
Therefore we are trying to help our brethren.
Derfor forsøker vi å hjelpe våre brødre.
We are interested in their good.
Vi interessert I deres vel.
We are constantly looking to see whereby we can do some good.
Vi ser inderlig etter hvorledes vi kan gjøre dem noe godt.
We are looking for burdens to lift.
Vi ser etter hvordan vi kan løfte byrder av.
For crooked ways to be made straight.
For krøklede lemmer som kan bli gjort friske.
To encourage people to come near to God.
For å oppmuntre mennesker for å komme nærmere Gud.
To lift up the fallen.
For å løfte opp de falne.
No matter what that person does.
Samme hva den personen gjør.
The person may make us angry.
Den personen kan gjøre oss sinte.
We may be very prickly toward each other, like cucklebirds.
Vi kan være imot hverandre.
But let something happen to that person.
Men la noe hende med den personen.
And right away you know in your heart.
Og straks vet du I ditt hjerte.
That you just got to do something if you can.
At du må gjøre noe som du...
If you can help them.
Noe hvis du bare kan.
That is the spirit manifesting in this hour.
Dette ånden som manifesterer seg I denne tid.
That is the honey of the Holy Ghost in this hour.
Det honningen av den hellige ånd.
That is what causes this word to manifest in this hour.
Det det som får ordet til å manifestere seg I denne tid.
Now you can see where I'm taking you.
Du kan se nå hvor jeg ønsker å ha dere hen.
It is that we must have this spirit amongst us.
Det det at vi må ha ånden blant oss.
And when we really do.
Og når vi virkelig gjør det.
And we've actually got it now.
Og vi får ha den virkelig nå.
All we've got to do is to use it.
Alt vi har fått I oppgave å bruke den.
To demand of ourselves we love each other. To demand of ourselves.
Og kommandere over oss selv. Elsker vi hverandre.
And begin to do it.
Og begynne å gjøre det.
Then that sweet spirit being there.
Den søte åndsfylde
der. Of wanting to help our brethren.
Som ønsker å hjelpe sine brødre.
And Sister Brown needs help.
Og Sister Brown trenger hjelp.
She could be killed without it.
Hun kunne bli drept uten det.
And that spirit rises up in us.
Og den ånd reiser seg opp I oss.
And says, Sister, leave your house or you'll die.
Og den sier, Søster, forlat ditt hus eller så dør du.
That same spirit rises up in us.
Og den samme ånd reiser seg opp I oss.
And says, Brother Jones, flee from your, for your life from that sin.
Og den sa, Broder John, fly for ditt livs skyld fra den synden.
It isn't condemnation.
Det ikke fordømmelse.
It is edification.
Det
building up.
Oppbyggelse.
It is to help our brother and sister.
Det å hjelpe våre brødre.
And when that sweet spirit speaks among us.
Og når den søte ånden roper utover oss.
Then we'll see these things work.
Da kan vi se at disse ting
But as long as there's competition amongst us.
Men så lenge det kappestrid mellom oss.
As long as we're finding fault.
Så lenge så det finnes feil.
As long as we refuse the essence of the Holy Spirit to work in us.
Så lenge så vi benekter den hellige ånd å virke inne I oss.
How can we have it?
Hvor kan vi da ha det?
So I say tonight, my brothers and my sisters.
Så jeg sier I kveld, mine brødre og søstre.
See what God will do.
Se hva Gud vil gjøre.
Not by your constant praying, that won't do it.
Ikke ved dine store bønner, det vil ikke utrette det.
But by listening to the prophet's word.
Men for å lytte til profetens ord.
And say with him.
Og si sammen med ham.
I will love my brother. I will love my brother.
Jeg vil elske min bror.
I will even love my enemies.
Jeg vil endog elske min fiende.
And if they draw a circle and put me out.
Og hvis de fører opp en kirkel og skyver meg ut.
I will draw a bigger circle and draw them in.
Så vil jeg tegne en enda større kirkel som vi begge kan være inne.
I will never shut the door.
Jeg vil aldri lukke døren.
I will always have a point of contact.
Jeg vil alltid ha en mulighet for kontakt.
I will do it because God said I should.
Jeg vil gjøre det fordi Gud sa jeg skulle gjøre det.
I believe you'll start to see something happen.
Jeg tror dere skal se noe hende da.
Let me warn you, my brother, my sister.
Jag mig advara dig, bröder och systrar.
I don't care who the preacher has been you've been listening to, if you have listened.
Jag bryr mig icke vilken präst du har lyssnat till.
I don't care who said he heard the prophet.
Jag bryr mig icke vem som sa jag hörde profeten.
And I care not who said he counseled with the prophet.
Och jag bryr mig icke vem som sa jag har rådfört mig med
profeten. The prophet put church order under the seventh seal.
Profeten la kyrkeordningen in under det sjunde seglet.
Then we will not have the gifts on the floor here, even though they work.
Då vill vi icke ha gavene på detta gulvet ändå om det virkar.
For the gifts on the floor.
För gavene på det gulvet.
Become competitive with the ministry of the word of the messenger.
För det står i motsättning till
messenger competitive.
Ja, i motsättning till budbäraren.
Or the pastors.
Eller pastoren.
But these gifts are not to be competitive.
Men dessa gaver ska icke resas upp emot.
They are to be complementary and supplementary.
De ska bara vara utfyllande och belärande.
And they'll never be that way unless under church order.
Och de vill icke vara det utan de kommer in under kyrkeordning.
Now we can do it if we want.
They can prove it if we will.
You tell me I cannot help my brother?
Du kan säga jag kan inte hjälpa min bror.
No matter what he's done.
Samma vad han har
gjort.
I can.
I got in my own heart not too long ago.
Jag har rannsakat mitt hjärta för så länge sedan.
And there was a brother with whom I have a tremendous difference.
Och det var en bror som jag hade var djupt oenig med.
I must admit I do not have great respect.
Jag måste säga att jag inte har stor respekt.
Because of certain things.
På grund av forskjellige ting.
But he got into real deep trouble.
Men han kom in i dype vanskeligheter.
It was a physical one.
Det var av fysisk natur.
And I knew I would go to him.
Och jag visste att jag måste gå till honom.
I would take over his entire burden.
Jag måste ta över hans totala hela burden.
And I would say to him.
Och jag kunde säga till honom.
Place everything into my hands.
Lägg allt över i mina händer.
Bar nothing, I must take it all.
Lån icke något, jag måste ta allt.
And I will hand it back to you in better shape than when you left it.
Och jag vill bringa det tillbaka i bättre fasong än när du förlät det.
I knew I would do it.
Och jag ville, jag visste jag ville göra det.
It never came to that necessity.
Det kom icke så långt.
But let me know this one thing.
Men låt mig känna en ting.
I don't have to wait that long.
Jag behöver inte vänta så länge.
I don't have to have a crisis.
Jag behöver inte att komma in i en kris.
I can live in the Holy Spirit now.
Jag kan leva i den helige ande nu.
Because the honey in the rock box.
För honningen
in the rock box. In the box made of rock.
Oh, yeah, in sten opening.
Which Sister Shepherd had in her vision.
Som Sister Shepherd hade i ett syn.
And it's in the sermon called Blasphemous Names.
Och det är i lydbandet som handlar om blasphemous name.
Without that honey poured in.
Utan att den honningen blev öst ut.
This end time message.
Detta endetidens budskap.
Was a violent stream of water.
Var en vild vannström.
A violent stream of water.
Yes.
That could stir up only the dirt and debris amongst us.
Som kunde rota upp allt smutsigt bland oss.
But pour in the honey.
Men i det honningen blev utöst.
Of brotherly kindness and love.
A broderly godhet och kärlek.
The water would pour out over our feet.
Då vill det vannet renna ut över våra fötter.
Cool and clear as five crystal streams of grace.
Klart och rent som kristall.
That our walk might be beautiful.
Så att min vandring skulle vara ren.
And the things of God amongst us.
Och så allt ifrån Gud bland oss.
And a mighty witness to his resurrection.
Och en mäktig vittne om hans uppståndelse.
That Christ is risen and lives amongst us.
Att Kristus är uppstånden och lever ibland oss.
I wonder if this is too simple to believe and obey.
Jag undrar om detta är alltför enkelt till att begripa.
Or are we still in some rut where we want some sensation, some great thing?
Är vi i den stilling att vi framdeles önskar någon sensation?
We have already had the great thing, my brother, my sister.
Vi har allerede haft det stora tegn, min bror och syster.
That God has answered back to the prophet's voice.
Att Gud har svarat tillbaka på profetens stämme.
And this is what he said.
Och det var det följande sa.
Now I must say this.
Nu må jag säga detta.
That I know what I have just said.
Jag vet vad jag nu har sagt.
could be very contrary to some of you people thinking who are sitting here.
Det kan stå i stor motsättning till vad somma av dere som sitter här tänker.
It could be contrary to some men that you have heard.
Det kan vara i motsättning till vad dere har hört av vissa personer.
If I have told you a lie,
hvis jeg har fortalt dere en løgn,
if I am one little word off of what the prophet said,
hvis jeg bare et ord utenfor det som profeten har sagt,
you are duty bound to tell me.
Så dere pliktig til å opplyse meg det.
But I know I am not.
Men jeg vet jeg gjør ikke det.
Because I have told you exactly what the prophet told me.
Jeg har sagt dere akkurat det profeten sa.
Then let us do it.
Så la oss gjøre det.
Because he is risen.
For han oppstanden.
And he wants to witness amongst us.
Og han ønsker å bevise seg blant oss.
That power is to us who believe at this moment.
Den kraften til oss som tror i dette øyeblikk.
And it's the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
Og det oppstandelseskraften i Jesus Kristus.
What a tragic thing it is.
Og en tragisk ting det ikke.
That God is witnessing out there in the world.
At Gud ser der ute i verden.
World Council of Churches.
I verdens kirkeorganisasjon.
Amongst the heart religion.
Blant sjøgereligionene.
And God's people will not listen to his word sufficiently.
Og Guds folk vil ikke lytte tilstrekkelig til Guds ord.
To have this witness amongst us.
Så at de har dette vitnesbyrd mellom seg.
For the prophet told us.
For profeten fortalte oss.
You have that right spirit.
Dere har den rette ånd.
Which is to lift up and help each other.
Som består i å løfte hverandre opp og hjelpe hverandre.
Praying for each other.
Be for hverandre.
Longing for each other.
Lengt etter hverandre.
And with compassion.
Og med medfølelse.
How would sweep over it.
Kraften vil sope ut over oss.
And there would be a continuity of the manifestation of the things of God.
Og det vil bli en uavbrutt manifestation of kraft, Guds kraft.
Let us look at the second witness.
La oss se på det andre vitnesbyrdet.
This is in Acts chapter 3 verses 9 to 16.
Det står i Apostlenes gjerninger, tredje kapittel og niende vers. Tredje kapittel, nei. Og hele, ja, Apostlenes gjerninger, tredje kapittel 9
to 16.
Og hele folket så ham gå omkring og love Gud. Og de kjente ham, at han var den som satt der ved den fagre tempeldøren for å få almisse. Og de ble fulle av forundring og redsel over det som var viderefaret ham. Medens han nu holdt seg ned til Peter og Johannes, strømmede hele folket i forundring sammen om dem ved den buegang som kalles Salomos. Da Peter så dette, svarte han folket, israelitiske menn, hvorfor undrer I eder over dette? Eller hvorfor stirrer I på oss, som om vi av vår egen kraft eller Guds frykt hadde gjort at denne mannen går omkring? Abrahams og Isaks og Jakobs Gud, vår fedres Gud, har herliggjort sin tjener Jesus, han som for oss, som I for oss det, og fornektede for Pilatus, da denne dømte at han skulle løslates. Men I fornektede den hellige og rettferdige, og bad at en morder måtte gives eder. Men livets høvding drepte I, ham som Gud oppvakte fra de døde, som vi vitner om. Og ved troen på hans navn, har hans navn styrket denne som I ser og kjenner, og troen som virkelig ved ham har gitt ham denne fulle førlighet for eders alles øyne.
A wonderful miracle has taken place.
Et vidunderlig mirakel har funnet sted.
A man born crippled.
En mann som var født som krypling.
Something missing from his limbs.
Det var noe som manglet med hans lemmer.
Has been wonderfully healed.
Det blitt vidunderlig helbredet.
And he grasped Peter and John.
Og han griper Peter og Johannes.
He held on hard.
Og han holdt fast.
He wouldn't let go.
Han vil ikke la dem gå.
I like that.
Jeg liker det.
How many people held Brother Branham real hard?
Hvor mange mennesker holdt Brother Branham hard?
They let him go.
De lette ham gå.
They shouldn't have done it.
De skulle ikke ha gjort det.
Now this man stands here healed.
Den mannen står her helbredet.
And people know what he was like before.
Og folk kjente til hvordan han så ut før.
And they're very curious, how did it happen?
Og de var veldig forundret hvordan dette hadde
hendt. Because they heard Peter say, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have we give unto you.
For de hørte at Peter sa, gull og sølv har jeg ikke, men det jeg har gir jeg deg.
And they said to themselves,
og de sa til seg selv,
I wonder what this fellow has.
Jeg lurer på hva denne mannen har.
And Peter caught it by the Spirit.
Og Peter fanget det ved ånden.
And he said, don't look at us as though it's any holiness of ours or any power.
Og ikke se på oss som om det noen hellighet eller kraft ved oss.
He said, what it is this.
Hva det følgende.
You crucified and killed the Lord Jesus.
Dere korsfestet og drepte Herren Jesus.
But God raised him from the dead.
Men Gud reiste ham opp fra de døde.
And this is the witness to his resurrection.
Og dette beviset på hans oppstandelse.
This shows that he is alive.
Dette viser at han lever.
That he has come back amongst us.
At han tilbake blant oss.
By the Holy Spirit.
Ved den hellige ånd.
And these things are being done.
Og så at disse ting skjer.
What a tremendous witness it was.
For et veldig vitne var det ikke.
Now remember, this is not the evidence of the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Husk at dette ikke beviset på eller tegnet på den dåpen I den hellige ånd.
It's the evidence, or it's the witness to the resurrection.
Det et vitne om oppstandelsen.
Now remember what I quoted a while ago in the second chapter.
Husk på hva jeg leste opp en liten stund siden I det andre kapitlet.
Your sons and my sons,
dere sønner og mine sønner,
would be doing the very same thing.
Vil gjøre den samme ting.
But in one place it was the word of God in manifestation.
Men på et sted var det Guds ord I manifestasjon.
The same as the resurrection was the word of God in manifestation.
Like som oppstandelsen, ordet om oppstandelse var en manifestasjon fra Gud.
1946. The angel of God appeared to Brother Branham.
Kom engelen og viste seg for profeten for Brother Branham.
And he said, I have come to the presence of the Lord.
Og han sa, jeg kommet fra Gud.
To bring you a gift of healing to take to the world.
For å bringe deg en helbredelses nådegave og bringe til verden.
And Brother Branham said,
og Brother Branham sa,
we have had a healing revival since that time.
Vi har hatt en helbredelsesvekkelse siden den tid.
And it has not decreased but increased.
Og det har ikke avtatt, men det har øket.
Now listen.
Nå hør.
There are many types of healing.
Det mange sorter helbredelse.
But they all come from God.
Men de kommer alle fra Gud.
Because the scripture said, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
For skriften sier, jeg Herren som helbreder deg.
And healing always comes of true life.
Og helbredelse kommer alltid gjennom et sant liv.
The doctor can give you
gjennom et sant liv.
True life, yeah. The doctor can give you a shot of penicillin.
The doctor can give you a sprite of penicillin.
It does not heal you.
Og det helbreder det ikke.
It kills the disease.
Det dreper sykdommen.
But it doesn't heal.
Men det helbreder det ikke.
Your body must heal you.
Det legemet som må helbrede det.
As Brother Branham said.
Som Brother Branham sa.
The poison will kill the rats.
Giften vil drepe rottene.
But it won't fill in the rat holes.
Men det vil ikke fylle rottehullene.
So there's been a healing revival in the world.
Så det har vært en helbredelsesvekkelse I verden.
And God has been doing the healing.
Og Gud har gjort helbredelsen.
But you can go to a witch doctor and be healed.
Men du kan gå til en heksedoktor og bli helbredet.
You can go to a spiritist and be healed.
Du kan gå til en spiritist og bli helbredet.
You can go to a hypnotist and be healed.
Du kan gå til en manmaner eller en hypnotisør, ja. Og bli helbredet.
You can go to a mentalist and be healed.
Du kan gå til en psykiater og bli helbredet.
Extrasensory perception also can help you. Extrasensory perception can also help you.
Extra åndelig virksomhet kan hjelpe deg.
There's a man in the United States.
Det en mann I Amerika.
He's up in years now.
Han gammel nå.
And his ministry of healing.
Og hans helbredelses verk lære.
Though he does not pray in Jesus' name,
selv han ikke ber I Jesu navn,
is so great and so proven,
så stor og så bevist,
that though he was fought by the American Medical Association,
han ble motarbeidet av den amerikanske medisinske organisasjonen,
and he was taken to court by them,
og han ble tatt for retten av dem,
but the very jury had been healed by his ministry,
men selve retten har blitt helbredet gjennom hans lære,
and the judge had been healed by his ministry,
og selve dommeren har blitt helbredet ved hans lære,
and the,
hans lære.
And the county attorney had been healed.
The county prosecutor.
So they kicked the case out of court. They threw the case out of court.
So the de took saken ut av retten.
Now his record is tremendous.
Hans rapport eller rapporten om han veldig stor.
There is even this case on record.
Der følgende på hans rapport.
That a woman lay crippled and dying.
At en kvinne lå for kripplet og for døden.
And no help for her.
Og det var ingen hjelp for henne.
And this man did not even go to her.
Og denne mannen gikk ikke til henne heller.
He simply got on the telephone.
Han gikk til telefonen.
And a nurse in the room.
Og en sykepleierske som var I rommet.
Pointed the receiver at the woman.
Pekte på telefonen til kvinnen, ja.
And the person was healed.
Og personen ble helbredet.
There is no limit to healing going on today.
Der ikke noen ende på helbredelse som skjer I dag.
What will you think of this?
Hva vil du tenke om følgende?
In the Notre Dame University.
I Notre Dame Universitetet.
In the United States.
I USA.
Which is a great Roman Catholic university.
Som et stort katolsk universitet.
There is a Reverend O'Connor.
Der det en prest som heter O'Connor.
And a theologian by the name of Miss Ford.
Og en teolog som heter Miss Ford.
And they believe very strongly in healing.
Og de tror begge på helbredelse.
And in the charismatic gifts.
Under den karismatiske gave.
But even though they do speak in tongues,
men skjønt de taler de tunger,
and they though they do pray for the sick,
og skjønt de ber for de syke,
and the sick are healed,
og de syke blir helbredet,
and the prophecies are correct,
og profetiene korrekt,
they still recognize the Pope as the supreme authority.
Allikevel anser de paven som den øverste.
They pray to the Virgin Mary.
De ber til Jomfru Maria.
They use their beads.
They use perlebåndet. De bruker perlebåndet til å be etter.
They endorse all the creeds and tenets of the church.
De bruker alle læresetninger og dogmene som finnes I kirken.
But listen to this outstanding miracle.
Men se på følgende usedvanlige mirakel.
A couple of wild young drivers.
Par unge ville kjørere.
Drove their car to the university campus.
Kjørte sin bil til kampen utenfor universitetet.
And struck two young men.
Og rammet to unge menn.
One young man was killed outright.
En mann var drept med en gang.
The other lay there broken in body.
Den andre lå der sønderknust.
The young brethren on the campus.
Then the unge brødre på kampen
came over right now and prayed for them.
Kom over der med en gang og ba for dem.
The one that was dead rose up perfectly healed.
Den som lå der død reiste seg opp fullstendig helbredet.
The other whose legs had been broken.
Den andre som hadde brekket ben.
And was not in such serious condition.
Og ikke var I så alvorlig tilstand.
Lay there cursing madly.
Lå der og bannet sterkt.
They prayed for him.
De ba for ham.
He grew stiff as a poker. He grew stiff as a board.
Han var så stiv, han ble så stiv som en fjør.
And like his heels dug in.
Som om hælene hans.
He rolled up straight like that.
Hælene hans satte ned I jorden.
He rose up straight like that.
Han reiste seg opp som så.
And went away healed.
Og han gikk bort helbredet.
Wonderful miracle.
Vidunderlige mirakler.
Yet they still acknowledge the Pope.
Allikevel anser de paven.
They pray to the Virgin Mary.
De ber til Jomfru Maria.
They are absolutely outside the word.
De er absolut utenfor ordet.
Now what is it all about?
Hvorfor kan dette være så?
It's what Brother Branham said.
Det er det Brother Branham sa.
He said that his ministry,
han sa at hans tjeneste,
which was the great vindicated word of the hour,
som var det store stadfestede ord for tiden,
was vindicated by Christ,
det ble stadfestet av Kristus,
proving that he was risen,
og beviste at han var oppstanden,
and was amongst us now,
og er iblant oss nå.
It's a witness to the resurrection.
Det er et vitne om oppstandelsen.
But remember what he had in his ministry.
Men husk hva han hadde I sin tjeneste.
Was based on the fact of God speaking back to his word.
Det var basert på det faktum at Gud svarte tilbake på hans ord.
Which was thus saith thou.
Som var så sier Herren.
Nobody else had it.
Ingen annen hadde det.
How often he would stand before the people.
Hvor ofte kunne han ikke stå foran folket.
He would say, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
Og han kunne si, Jesus Kristus er oppstanden fra de døde.
And he is amongst us.
Og han er blant oss.
And he would say, we'll ask him to come.
Og han kunne si, vi skal be ham om å komme.
And manifest himself.
Og bevise at han er det.
We don't know if he will.
Vi vet ikke om han vil.
But we're asking if he will.
Men vi kan be om at han vil.
He would wait just a moment.
Og han ventet et øyeblikk.
Then he'd say, he is here.
Og da kunne han si, nå er han her.
He would turn to that audience.
Og han kunne snu seg mot forsamlingen.
And then he would say to them.
Og da kunne han si til dem,
I take every spirit in this building.
Jeg tar hver eneste ånd som finnes I denne bygning.
Under my control.
Under min kontroll.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu Kristi navn.
For the glory of God.
Til Guds ære.
And there wasn't one person could hide.
Det var ikke en eneste person som kunne skjule seg.
Now listen to me.
Se, hør på meg.
This ministry of William Branham.
Denne virksomhet av William Branham.
According to Luke 17:26.
Ifølge Lukas 17:26.
Was an exact repeat of the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Var en gjentagelse av Jesu Kristi virksomhet.
And this was to come right before the second coming.
Og dette skulle komme like før hans annet komme.
And there cannot be a second physical coming outside of a resurrection.
Og det kan ikke komme noen annen fysisk oppstandelse utenfor oppstandelse.
For the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth.
For husbonden har ventet på den dyre frukten fra jorden.
And which means the bodies to come out of the ground.
Og det betyr at lekemene skal komme opp av jorden igjen.
And he cannot have it.
Han kan ikke få det.
Until the former and the latter rain.
Før tidlig og sildig regnet.
The former rain is the word of God restored.
Tidlig regnet er Guds ord som stått.
And the mighty miracle ministry is the confirmation this is the word.
Og de store mirakler en konfirmasjon, en forsikret bevis på dette ordet.
And what's this all about?
Og hva handler dette alt om?
The resurrection.
Det handler om oppstandelsen.
So the witness to the resurrection on every hand.
Så vitne om oppstandelsen på alle bøger.
Millions of healings are taking place.
Millioner av helbredelser finnes til.
And it is not the evidence of the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Og det ikke uttrykk for dåpen av den I den hellige ånd.
Everywhere you hear this word.
Overalt hører du dette ordet.
If it takes the Holy Ghost to manifest this way.
Hvis den hellige ånd skal manifestere seg på en slik måte.
And we have the manifestation.
Og vi har denne manifestasjonen.
Then we have the Holy Spirit.
Da har vi den hellige ånd.
And we are baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Og vi født døpt med den hellige ånd.
And we are children of God.
Og vi Guds barn.
And we will be in the resurrection.
Og vi vil komme I oppstandelsen.
And we will go in the rapture.
Og vi vil gå I opprykkelsen.
But the Bible doesn't say that.
Men Bibelen sier ikke det.
That's a human conclusion.
Det är en mänsklig konklusion.
The Bible says at the end time.
Bibeln säger att i endetiden.
There shall be false prophets among us.
Ska det vara falska profeter bland oss?
What is a false prophet?
Vad är en falsk profet?
He's a man that says opposite to the word of God that's been vindicated.
Det är en man som säger emot det ordet som Gud har stadfästet.
And he does mighty signs and wonders.
Och det kan göra stora tecken och under.
Because he's anointed just like God said he would be.
Fordi han er salvet akkurat liksom Gud sa han ville komme til å bli.
I hope you understand.
Jeg håper dere forstår dette.
Brother, sister, the resurrection is just around the corner.
Broder og søster, oppstandelsen er just omkring hjørnet.
And the people don't know.
Og folk vet det ikke.
They think they have the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
De tänker att de har dopen i den helige ande.
They think they are sealed into Christ.
De tänker att de är förseglade med Kristus.
Can you not see where the error is?
Kan ni inte se var förvirringen ligger?
Can you not see the strong delusion that God sent?
Kan ni inte se den stora förlösning som Gud sände?
For God did send the Holy Spirit as anointing.
For Gud sendte den hellige ånd som salvelse.
But remember this.
Men husk.
All things were made by him who is Holy Spirit.
Alt var gjort av ham som er hellig ånd.
And all things are maintained by him who is Holy Spirit.
Og alt ting er holdt opp av ham som er hellig ånd.
But that's not eternal life, my brother, my sister. That's just being maintained.
Det er ikke evigt liv, broder og søster. Det er å bli holdt oppe.
And who is this one that made and maintained?
Og hvem er den som holder oppe?
The Word.
Ordet.
Then where is eternal life?
Hvor ligger da evigt liv?
It is only in that Word.
Det er bare i det ordet.
Remember, wicked men are ordained to this condemnation.
Husk at de onde er ordinert til denne fordømmelsen.
I want to ask you, who ordained them?
Vel, jeg vil spørre dere, hvem har ordinert det så?
There is only one who could ordain.
Det er bare en som kan ordinere det så.
When God raised up Moses.
Når Gud reiste opp Moses.
Who else did he raise up?
Hvem reiste han så utenom?
Jannes and Jambres. When Moses prophesied and had the pillar of fire.
Da Moses profeterte og hadde ildstøtten.
Who is studying with genuine prophecy that still lives today? Who is studying with genuine prophecy that still lives today?
Hvem sto frem med den genuine profeti som fremdeles lever i dag?
Balaam. He led them into sin.
Han ledet dem inn i synd.
And he died in battle fighting them.
Og han døde i det han kjempet mot dem.
And it is said he took the wages of divination. Balaam took the wages of divination.
Balaam tok lønnen for divination.
Witchcraft.
Ja, heksekraft.
He could put his hand in the hand of God and receive a mighty revelation.
Han kunne legge sin hånd i Guds hånd og motta en stor vekkelse.
And he could reach out to the powers of darkness and receive a revelation.
Han kunne rekke ut og til Gud og få en stor vekkelse.
And he took the genuine gift of God and made merchandise by it.
Og han tok den genuine kraft fra Gud og gjorde forretning med det.
Now let's stop right here.
La oss stoppe her nå da.
What program did William Branham have?
Hva slags program hadde William Branham?
What money did he take?
Hva slags penger tok han?
None.
Ingen.
Barest living.
Bare nok til å leve.
He turned down $1.5 million at one time.
Han avviste 1,5 million en gang.
But what about these other men that don't believe the word?
Hva med disse andre mennene som ikke tror på ordet?
With great miracle ministry.
Med store mirakel virksomhet.
They have a golden calf program.
De har et guldkalv program.
And it's money, 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 money.
Og det handler om penger.
And every little gimmick they can use, or every little thing they can use to get your attention for money, they use it.
Or the eneste thing they can set i bevegelse for deres syn til å bli konsentrert om penger, så gjør de det.
One man sends anointed pocketbook.
En man sender en salvet lommebok.
Another gold-plated nail.
en annen guldforgylt brev.
Another goes to Jerusalem.
En annen går til Jerusalem.
And lies in the tomb of Jesus.
Og ligger I Jesus Jesu grav.
And I think he lies about that too.
Jeg tenker han ligger der fremdeles. Og han lyger om det også.
Because he says, I'm praying for you.
Ja, han sier, jeg ber for dere.
He doesn't even know me.
Han kjenner meg ikke.
How do you know how to pray?
Hvordan kan han vite å be?
On every hand, my brother, my sister.
På hver hånd.
You can see there are two sides.
Kan dere se at det to sider?
There is one righteous, blessed Holy Spirit.
Det en rettferdig, velsignet Hellig Ånd.
And because God said so.
Og fordi Gud sa det.
The Holy Spirit right today.
Den Hellige Ånd opp til I dag.
Is blinding eyes.
Forblinder øynene.
Great delusion has come.
Det kommet stor oppløsning.
The people are deceived.
Mennesker blir forførte.
Because they turned down the word.
Fordi de forkaster ordet.
Where are we going from here?
Hvor skal vi gå hen?
Should we stay with this word and trust God?
Skal vi stå på dette ordet og lite på Gud?
Or shall we join the excitement?
Eller skal vi slutte oss til sensasjonene?
Notice in Acts 4:33.
Se I Apostlenes gjerninger.
That with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Og ved stor kraft gav de apostlene vitne om oppstandelsen av den Herre Jesus Kristus.
This has never ceased.
Dette aldri stanset.
Grace is still with us.
Nåden fremdeles hos oss.
It was given from before the foundation of the world.
Den gitt før verdens grunnvoll ble lagt.
And shall be eternal.
Og den skal være evig.
And we have the witness of the resurrection.
Og vi har vitnesbyrd om oppstandelsen.
Because of this grace.
På grunn av denne nåden.
In Acts the first chapter verse 8.
I Apostlenes gjerninger det første kapittel.
It says we shall receive power.
Det står vi skal få kraft.
After the Holy Ghost has come.
Etter at den Hellige Ånd har kommet.
And we will be witnesses.
Og vi skal være vitner.
What witnesses?
Hvilke vitner?
Witnessing to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Vitner om den om Jesu Kristi oppstandelse.
This witness shall never cease.
Dette vitnesbyrd skal ikke stanse.
Until Jesus Christ takes us away.
For Jesus Kristus selv tar oss bort.
When Jesus said the grave of Lazarus.
Jesus stod ved Lazarus grav.
Martha was concerned.
Var Martha veldig opptatt av.
She said, my brother's dead.
Min bror død.
But if you had been here, he had not died.
Men hvis du hadde vært her, så hadde han ikke vært.
But even now, there is perhaps a hope that you could do something.
Men enda I dag, det kanskje et håp at du kan gjøre noe.
And he said, Mary, Martha, your brother is going to rise again.
Og han sa, Martha, din bror skal reise så.
She said, yes, I know in the resurrection.
Hun sa, ja, jeg vet det I oppstandelsen.
Somewhere down the road.
En eller annen sted langt der borte.
But at that time, he said,
men på det tidspunkt sa han,
I am the resurrection and the life.
Jeg oppstandelsen og livet.
Now listen to me.
Hør på meg.
This man was not simply dead.
Denne mann var ikke ganske enkelt død.
His face had fallen in.
Hans ansikt hadde falt inn.
He was decomposing.
Han begynte å bli oppløst.
This was a genuine resurrection unto mortal life. Not immortal life, but mortal life.
Dette var en genuin oppstandelse til liv et dødelig legeme.
And he said, I am that resurrection.
Jeg den oppstandelsen.
And he's proving it right at this hour that he is the resurrection.
Og han beviser det I dette øyeblikk at han
oppstandelsen. That he is amongst us.
At han blant oss.
And we shall not die that live.
Og vi skal ikke dø, men leve.
Because he is the resurrection.
For han oppstandelsen.
And we are alive.
Og vi lever.
And we shall not die.
Og vi skal ikke dø.
We shall not come from the dust.
Og vi skal ikke tilbake til
dust. But our dust shall be changed.
Men vår støv skal bli forandret.
Because he is here.
Because
he is here.
For han her.
And he proved it amongst us.
Og han har bevist det blant
oss. And he's proving it around the world.
Og han beviser det over hele verden.
Day by thousands of miracles.
Dag for dag with tusenvis av mirakler.
He is alive tonight.
Han lever I kveld.
And he wants to heal you and me.
Og han skulle helbrede deg.
That's why he's here.
Det derfor han her.
As a witness to the end time.
Som et vitnesbyrd på om endetiden.
And this is resurrection hour.
Og dette gjenoppstandelse time.
Never forget Mark 16:15-20. Don't read it.
Glem ikke Markus
16:15-20. It is in effect today.
Det in effect I dag.
It is a purchased possession and legacy of Christ to the bride.
It is a purchased possession.
Det är en köpt tillstånd. Det är en köpt tillstånd.
And legacy of Christ to the bride.
Och en legalitet av Kristus till bruden.
This book did not die with Jesus.
Denne bok døde ikke med Kristus.
It did not die with the apostles.
Det døde ikke med apostlene.
And it did not die with William Branham.
Og det døde ikke med William Branham.
As the four beasts guard the throne. As the four beasts guard the throne. The living creatures guard the throne.
Og like som livsvesenet var omkring tronen.
So do the four gospels guard the book of Acts.
So did it.
The four gospels guard the book of Acts.
De fire evangelier går ut omkring apostlenes gjerninger.
For whatever he did in those four gospels,
for hva han gjorde i disse fire evangeliene,
is guaranteed to us now,
er garantert til oss nå,
because he's the same yesterday and today and forever,
han er den samme i går og i dag og til evig tid,
and the prophet's message by vindication proved it,
og det profeten ved et stadfestet vitnesbyrd har bevist det.
He healed a man at the well.
Han helbredet mannen ved kilden.
He raised the widow's son.
Han vekket opp enkens sønn.
He broke the bread and fishes and multiplied it.
Han brøt brødet og formeret det.
It's not hard to believe.
Det er ikke vanskelig å tro.
That by the words of the prophet,
men ved profetens ord,
the fish came to life.
Kom fisken til å leve opp.
Five people were raised from the dead.
Mange mennesker er oppreist fra de døde.
The little dead boy.
Fem mennesker er oppreist fra de døde.
The little dead boy in Finland was raised from the dead.
Den lille gutten i Finland ble oppreist fra de døde.
Brother Way was raised from the dead.
Brother Way var oppreist fra de døde.
Mary in Connecticut was raised from the dead.
Maria i Connecticut var oppreist.
And his word spoke into existence squirrels two times.
Og han talte i eksistens tre ekorn på en tid.
Now if he was God, very God.
Now he was
if he was God, very God. If Jesus was God, very God.
Hvis Jesus var Gud, den virkelige Gud.
Because Jesus means Joshua.
For Jesus betyr Joshua.
He's Joshua, that's the Hebrew. And Joshua means Jehovah Savior.
Og Joshua betyr Jehova frelser.
And there's only one Savior who is God.
Og det er bare en frelser som er Gud.
Who is Holy Spirit.
Som er den hellige ånd.
And he does not change.
Og han forandres ikke.
Then he will do what only God can do.
Da vil han gjøre hva bare Gud kan gjøre.
According to his word.
Ifølge sitt ord.
And he's done it in our midst.
Og han har gjort det i vår midte.
Proving he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Og bevist at han er den samme i går og i dag og i
evighet. And he's risen from the dead.
Og at han er oppreist fra de døde.
Now we shall soon rise with him.
Og at vi skal snart oppstå med ham.
Because the same spirit indwells us.
Fordi den samme ånd bor i oss.
Notice also in Acts 17 and 31.
Legg merke til også i apostlenes gjerninger. Remember.
17 and 31.
31. Yeah. 31. Yeah.
Because he
has won. Eftersom han har fastat en dag då han skall döma världen med rättfärdighet vid en man som han därtill har bestämt efter att han har gett fullgott bevis för alla det att upprätta ham från de döda.
It says that God is going to judge the dead.
It just says att Gud ska döma de döda.
And he has given assurance he will do so.
Och han har gett oss försäkring om att han vill göra det.
By the fact that he raised Jesus from the dead.
Det är det faktum att han har upprätt Jesus från de döda.
Now what does that really mean to us?
Vad betyder det för oss?
We can understand it very simply.
Vi kan förstå det ganska enkelt.
How does anybody judge?
Hvordan kan noen dømme?
How does the judge judge?
Hvordan kan en dommer dømme?
There has to be some word that he goes by.
Det må være noen ord han går etter.
So when the person is judged,
når en person blir dømt,
there has to be some word there.
Det må være noen ord der.
Now, if he's going to judge the world by Jesus who is alive,
hvis han skal dømme verden ved Jesus som lever,
there is only one meaning to this verse.
Så betyr bare dette en ting.
And that is that Jesus, who is the judge,
og det at Jesus som dommeren,
is guaranteeing the force and effect of that word right now.
Han garanterer kraften og virkningen av dette ordet rett nå.
Supposing I was called into court.
La oss si at jeg ble kalt for retten.
The policeman said I had made a wrong turn down the road.
Anklageren sa at jeg gjorde en feil sving ned langs veien.
Because that sign had been there for many years.
Fordi skiltet har stått der i lang tid.
And he did not know that the city council had it taken down.
Og jeg visste ikke at byrådet hadde tatt det ned.
Because they had taken out that law.
Fordi de hadde tatt bort den loven.
I go before the judge.
Jeg kommer frem for dommeren.
And the judge says, what is this man here for?
Og dommeren spør, hva den mannen her for?
And the policeman said he made a wrong turn down at the corner of that street.
Og anklageren sier han gjorde en feil sving der nede ved hjørnet på huset i gata.
And the judge says, what was posted there?
Dommeren sier, hva det som stod der?
And he said, a sign that said you must stop and not turn left.
Og han sier, et tegn, et skilt som sier du må stoppe og snu til venstre.
So the judge goes to his book.
Da går dommeren til sin bok.
And he said, I'm sorry, but that sign was taken down.
Og han sier, det tegnet, det skiltet var tatt ned.
The law was removed.
Loven var fjernet.
You have falsely arrested this man.
Du har falskelig anklaget denne mannen.
And therefore you are in danger.
Og derfor du selv i fare.
But not this man.
Men ikke denne mannen.
He must let me go.
Han må vi la gå.
Now apply the same thing to Christ.
Sett det samme ting i forhold til Kristus.
If his word is not in continuous effect.
Hvis hans ord ikke i kontinuerlig virksomhet.
Then he cannot judge by it.
Da kan han ikke dømme ved det.
But the fact that he can judge,
men det faktum at han kan dømme,
proves that the word is in effect.
Viser at ordet i virksomhet.
Now, Brother Branham said this.
No, Brother Branham sa følgende.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesus Kristus den samme i går og i dag og i evighet.
And we will prove tonight.
Og vi vil bevise i kveld.
That he is risen from the dead.
At han oppreist fra de døde.
And his word is in effect.
Og han
word is in effect.
Og at ordet i virksomhet.
And that it never changes.
Og at det ikke forandres.
And you can receive the promise right now.
Og du kan motta løftet rett nå.
And he read men and women's hearts.
Og han kjenner menneskenes hjerte.
And God backed his word up.
Og Gud står bak sitt ord.
And the witness of the resurrection was amongst us.
Og beviset på hans oppstandelse blant oss.
According to the word.
Ifølge ordet.
Brother, sister,
broder og søster,
that has not changed.
Det har ikke forandret seg.
Christ is here right tonight.
Kristus her i kveld.
He has not left us.
Han har ikke forlatt oss.
The word of promise is in effect right now.
Det løftets ord i effekt nett.
One of those promises is, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
En av disse løftene jeg Herren som helbreder deg.
There is healing tonight for you.
Det helbredelse i kveld for deg.
Let us go to Hebrews 7:25.
Låt oss gå til Hebreerne 7:25.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he liveth to make intercession for them.
Hvorfor han også kan fullkommen frelse dem som kommer til Gud ved ham, da han alltid lever til å gå i forbund for dem.
This is exactly the same as Acts 17:31.
Det akkurat det som står i Apostlenes gjerninger 17:31.
How does a lawyer plead for his client?
Hvordan ber og bønnfaller en sakfører for sin klient?
He's got to invoke the law through mercy.
Han må begynne å ta loven fatt gjennom nåde.
The law is the word of God.
Loven Guds ord.
And that defends us by grace and mercy.
Og det forsvarer oss ved nåde og miskunnhet.
So Jesus is interceding for us.
Så hvis Jesus går i forbønn for oss.
He's interceding according to the unfailing word of God, which can't change.
Så gjør han dette ifølge Guds uforanderlige ord, som ikke kan forandre.
That means whether we believe it or not.
Det betyr, enten vi tror det eller ei.
Christ remains faithful.
Kristus forblir trofast.
The word remains faithful.
Ordet forblir trofast.
And he wants us right now to receive his word of promise.
Og han ønsker at vi i dette øyeblikk skal motta hans løftet ord.
He is pleading before the Father that we receive it.
Og han går i forbønn for oss foran Faderen at vi skal motta det.
And he's doing it because he's raised from the dead.
Og han gjør det fordi han oppstanden fra de døde.
And the prophet proved that he is raised from the dead.
Og profeten beviste at han oppstanden fra
and
de døde.
And he is amongst us.
Og han iblant oss.
Christ himself is pleading for us.
Kristus går selv i forbønn for oss.
He is presenting the promises of God before God for us.
Han presenterer Guds løfter foran Gud for oss.
Our representation is in Christ.
Vår representasjon i Kristus.
And our representative is Christ.
Og vår representant Kristus.
And he's guaranteeing his word to us tonight.
Og han garanterer dette ordet til oss.
Let us rid our minds of all other thinking.
Låt oss se og få all andre tanker ut av vår sinn.
Let us get rid of our thoughts.
La oss bli kvitt våre egne tanker.
Let us get rid of our feelings.
La oss bli kvitt våre egne følelser.
Let us be compassionate.
La oss bli medfølende.
But let us be dispassionate. Unmoved by feelings.
La oss bli urokkelig av følelser.
Listen to me.
Hør på meg.
This is a glass of water.
Dette et glass med vann.
How many have any feelings about it?
None of you. Hvor mange føler noe om det?
You don't need any feelings about it.
Du trenger ikke noen følelser om det.
How many have any thoughts about it?
Hvor mange har noen tanker om det?
Nobody.
Ingen.
You don't need any thoughts about it.
Du behøver ikke det.
This is true.
Dette sikkert.
You see it.
Dere ser det.
It's right.
Det så.
Christ is risen amongst us.
Kristus oppstanden.
It was proven by the prophet. You don't need any thoughts.
Du behøver ingen egne tanker.
You don't need any reason.
Du behøver ingen egne
tanker.
Det et faktum.
This is no longer a fact.
Det
a fact. In the face of that fact.
It's factum.
In the face of the fact of the revelation, this is nothing.
In the face of the fact
of the revelation that he is risen, this is nothing.
Dette intet i forhold til det faktum at han gjenoppstandet.
Nothing.
Det betyr ikke.
Just because you can handle it.
Du kan bare ta i det.
Just because you can see it.
Du kan se det.
It's going to pass away.
Det vil forsvinne.
I could catch it right now.
Det kan tømme det ut.
Gone.
Se.
What would you do with the pieces? What would you do with the pieces?
Hva vil du gjøre med stykkene?
Nothing.
Ingenting.
Now think of it.
Tenk på det.
Jesus is risen from the dead.
Jesus oppstanden fra de døde.
I feel his presence.
Jeg føler hans nærhet.
I know he is here.
Jeg vet han her.
It is proven amongst us.
Det bevist blant oss.
It was vindicated.
Det stadfestet.
Christ is present.
Kristus nær.
Get rid of your own thinking.
Se og bli kvitt dine egne
tanker. Get rid of your feelings.
Se og bli kvitt dine egne følelser.
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Har din what? Himmel og jord skal forgå.
But the Creator will not pass away.
Men skaperen vil ikke forgå.
And whatever goes down in death.
Som en går ned i døden.
Which is a part of him.
Som en del av ham.
He raises again.
Han oppstår igjen.
He has proved his resurrection.
Han har bevist sin oppstandelse.
Everybody should receive a promise in that.
Alle skulle motta sitt løfte i kveld.
Let's go further.
La oss gå videre.
The very stream of true Christianity, rather the very life stream of the true church is the resurrection. The very life stream of the true church is the resurrection.
Selve strømmen i den sanne kirken som kommer av oppstandelsen.
It is proven in 1 Corinthians 15, 17-19.
Det bevist i Korintiane, 1. Korintiane.
If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you're yet in your sins, and so on.
First Corinthians, yep.
17, right here. 17,
15
chapter.
First Corinthians, 15 chapter.
There.
17 til 19. Men er Kristus ikke oppstanden, da er deres tro unyttig, da er de ennå i deres synder. Da er altså også de fortapte som er hensovne i Kristus. Har vi da bare i dette liv satt vårt håp til Kristus, da er vi de ynkeligste av alle mennesker.
If Christ is not raised, your faith is no good.
Hvis Kristus ikke har styrket din tro, er det ikke godt.
It won't do you a bit of good.
Det vil ikke nytte deg.
But what if he is raised?
Men hvis han er oppstanden,
then your faith is good.
Da er din tro god.
As Dr. Bosworth said.
Som Dr. Bosworth sa.
Never doubt your faith.
Aldri tvil på din tro.
If you must doubt,
hvis du må tvile,
doubt your doubt.
Tvil på din tvil.
They are unreliable.
De er upålitelige i alle fall.
But he is reliable.
Men han er pålitelig.
And he proved it.
Og han beviste.
He came amongst us by a pillar of fire.
Han kom blant oss i ildstøtten.
He spoke back to the prophet.
Han talte tilbake gjennom profeten.
It vindicated my brother, my sister.
Det er bevist, min bror.
Listen to me.
Hør på meg.
In the old days you were shook in Pentecost.
I de gamle dager ble de rystet på
pinsedagen.
Du got oppløftet.
You even screamed when people told you lies.
De ropte da folk fortalte det.
Can you not be stimulated tonight then by the word of God that's proven true?
Kan det ikke da bli stimulert i kveld når ordet blir bevist?
Is your heart not on fire to believe him?
Er ditt hjerte ikke i fyr og flamme for å tro på ham?
For the signs and wonders were done amongst us.
For tegn og undre er blitt gjort iblant oss.
Which proved he is risen.
Som viser at han er oppreist.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Og han er den samme i går og i dag i evig tid.
It also says here.
Det også står her.
They also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
De er altså som de som døde i Kristus er fortapte.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're all men most miserable.
Hvis det bare for dette liv vårt håp står til Kristus, da er vi de ynkverdigste av alle mennesker.
What is he saying?
Hva sier han?
Without his resurrection, there is nothing to Christianity.
Uten oppstandelsen har kristendommen ingen mening.
But with his resurrection,
men med hans oppstandelse,
Christianity is everything and there is nothing beside it.
Kristendommen det er ett og alt, og det er ikke noe ved siden av det.
But Christianity is split.
Men kristendommen er oppdelt.
It's made up of a harlot and daughters of a harlot.
Den er sammensatt av en skjøge og skjøges døtre.
The false anointed are amongst her.
Det er falske salvede blant her.
Now listen to me.
Ja, hør på meg.
Let God once prove where his true resurrection power is. Let God once prove.
La Gud en gang prøve.
Where his bevise. Where his true resurrection power is,
hvor hans sanne gjenoppstandelses kraft er,
then all else is dead,
da alt annet dødt,
and this alone is alive,
og dette alene levende.
Now, my brother, my sister, if there's one vine,
nå, min bror og søster, hvis det ett vintre,
and we are the branches,
og vi grenene,
and the resurrection has proved itself.
Or oppstandelsen har bevist seg selv.
What life is in the branches?
Hva liv er det så i grenene?
And what will it bring forth in us?
Og hva kan det utrette i oss?
It will bring back that same faith and power.
Det vil bringe frem den samme kraft og tro.
That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
At Jesus Kristus er den samme i går og i dag og i evig.
And in us he's doing the same thing.
Og i oss gjør han det samme.
Now then, can anyone go without healing?
Så kan noen da gå uten helbredelse.
Can anyone say that my problem is too great?
Kan noen komme og si dette, denne vanskeligheten hos meg er altfor stor?
He intercedes to save to the uttermost.
Han går imellom, men han går i forbund for å frelse til det ytterste.
And that word save is sozo in the Greek. The word save is sozo in the Greek.
Det ordet frelse, sozo på gresk.
Which means to make safe.
Som betyr å sette I sikkerhet.
And make sound by healing.
Og gjøre sunn ved helbredelse.
To preserve.
For å sette i stand.
And to guarantee deliverance at the end.
Og garantere utfrielse til enden.
And he proved the reality.
Og han beviste realiteten.
By a vindicated message.
Ved et stadfestet budskap.
No wonder Jesus felt at times.
Nå, ikke under at Jesus
felt at times.
Følte sommetider.
And Brother Branham felt at times.
Og Brother Branham følte sommetider.
That the stones would cry out.
At stenene kunne rope opp.
Because people would not believe.
Fordi folk ville ikke tro.
Let us believe tonight, my brother and my sister.
La oss tro i kveld, broder og søster.
For he is alive.
For han levende.
He is risen from the dead.
Han oppstanden.
The omnipotent life of God is in the bride.
Det allmektige lys fra Gud i bruden.
And by his resurrection.
Og ved hans oppstandelse.
God put him above every name and every power.
Satte Gud ham over alle krefter og over alle navn.
So that he is all things to the church.
Så han betyr alt for kirken.
Which is the bride.
Som bruden.
He has appeared amongst us and proven he is our head.
Han har kommet til syne blant oss og bevist
at han der. So he is all things to the bride.
Så han betyr det hele og fulle og alt for bruden.
Which means he is even now.
Så betyr at han enda nå.
Not only able but is doing it.
Ikke bare i stand til, men han gjør det.
Causing this word to live to us.
Så at han forårsaker at dette ord lever for oss.
And in us.
Og i oss.
And through us.
Og gjennom oss.
For flesh is becoming word.
Fordi kjøttet blir ord.
And word is becoming flesh.
Og ord blir kjøtt.
And revealed word is manifesting, it is revealed word.
Og det åpenbarte ord manifestert at det åpenbart.
The same signs and wonders are with us.
Det samme under og tegner blant oss.
If we only believe.
Hvis vi bare tror.
This is why Brother Branham always sang that song.
Det derfor Brother Branham alltid sang den sangen.
Only believe.
Bare tro.
Only believe what?
Bare tro hva?
That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
At han den samme i går og i dag og i evig.
That he is risen from the dead.
At han oppstanden fra de døde.
And he is among us.
Og han blant oss.
To do what he said he would do.
Så gjør det som han lovet å gjøre.
Do we have our opportunity tonight?
Skal vi ta vår anledning i kveld?
We can get what we believe for.
Vi kan få det vi tror.
The word test has been met.
Årets prøve satt.
It is proven.
Det bevist.
Now let us get rid of our own thinking.
La oss så bli kvitt vår egne tanker.
Let us be like Abraham.
La oss bli som Abraham.
When the day of the promise came.
Da løftet kom.
He put aside his own thinking.
Så la han sine egne tanker
til. He considered not his own body now dead.
Han så ikke på sitt eget legeme som
nå. Don't consider your trouble.
Se, jakta ikke din egen mann.
Don't consider your arthritis.
Tenk ikke på din egen gikt.
Don't consider your ulcer.
Tenk ikke på din egen magesår.
Or your cancer.
På din egen cancer.
Or your diabetes.
På din diabetes.
Or your crippled condition.
På din forkrøplede tilstand.
Don't consider it.
Ikke i akta det enn.
The word consider means this.
Ordet i akta og betrakt betyr så.
To thoroughly peruse. To thoroughly keep looking at it and investigating it.
Det fullstendig å holde øynene festet på det og undersøke det.
Forget it.
Glem det.
Sister Murray from Tennessee.
Søster Maria fra Tennessee.
Came to Brother Branham.
Kom til Brother Branham.
She had heard that he was home when he preached the field.
Hun hadde hørt at han var hjemme da han prekte om seglene.
She got there Monday when he was supposed to leave town.
Hun ble der mandag da han skulle forlate byen.
He told us all that he was going.
Han sa til oss alle at han skulle bort.
But somehow she came anyway.
Men på en eller annen måte hun kom i alle fall.
And God would not let the prophet leave town.
Og Gud lot ikke profeten komme ut av byen.
She parked outside the church in her car.
Hun passerte utenfor kirken i bilen sin.
She was completely eaten up by cancer.
Hun var nesten oppspist av kreft.
There was not a hope for her.
Der var fantes ikke et håp for henne.
Brother Branham came right up to the church.
Broder Branham kjørte rett opp til kirken.
Came right up to her car.
Kom rett opp til hennes bil.
He knew who she was.
Han visste hvem hun var.
He knew she had cancer.
Han visste hun hadde kreft.
And he said, "Don't you worry."
Han sa, "Frykt du ikke."
And as soon as I prayed.
Og så snart jeg ber.
Don't you ever think of this cancer again.
Tenk aldri verden mer på denne kreften.
Put it out of your mind.
La det komme ut av ditt sinn.
Don't think of it.
Tenk ikke på det mer.
Don't dare to think of it.
Ikke våg deg å tenke på det.
Never again do you think of it.
Aldri mer må du tenke på det.
She grew instantly well.
Hun ble gradvis bedre og bedre.
She is a picture of health.
Hun ble øyeblikkelig bedre.
She is a picture of health at this time.
Hun et bilde på god helse.
Consider not your infirmity.
Betrakt ikke din svakhet.
You don't need a prophet here.
Du behøver ikke en profet.
The need has been met through the prophet.
Den nøden og trangen blitt møtt av profeten.
The prophet has gone on.
Profeten han vandret.
You don't even need me here.
Du behøver ikke meg engang.
I've only done my duty.
Jeg har bare gjort min plikt.
Which is to point you at what the prophet said.
Og stille dine øyne festet på hva profeten har sagt.
And to encourage you to place yourself with the word.
For å oppmuntre deg til å plassere deg i den stilling som ordet sier.
To see yourself as a branch.
Så du kan se deg selv som en gren.
For as you abide in that word.
I det du blir i dette ordet.
The word must manifest itself through you.
Så må ordet selv manifestere seg gjennom deg.
And part of that manifestation is divine healing.
Og en del av denne manifestasjonen guddommelig helbredelse.
Giving peace to troubled minds.
Og det gir fred til sorgfulle sinn.
Stilling the troubled soul.
Og det stiller fred i den plagede sjel.
Mending broken relationships.
Det kommanderer over brutte forhold.
Saving home.
Frelser familier.
And above all.
Og fremfor alt.
Grafting you more and more into Christ.
Og planter deg mer og mer inn i Kristus.
Till it will be difficult.
Så det blir vanskelig.
To tell where the vine stops and the branch begins.
Så det blir vanskelig å fortelle hvor grenen begynner og hvor stammen.
This is no false hope.
Dette ikke noe falskt håp.
For the scripture has told us.
For skriften har fortalt.
If we see him as he is.
Hvis vi ser hvem han
we're going to be changed to be like him.
Da skal vi bli forandret lik ham.
There'll be no difference.
Det skal ikke bli noen forskjell.
For the body and the head is one flesh.
For legemet og hodet kjøtt.
And we have seen him as he is.
Og vi har sett ham som han
because he proved himself alive.
For han har bevist at han levende.
Manifested himself in a resurrection.
Han har manifestert seg selv i oppstandelsen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Han den samme i går og dag og evig tid.
And we shall be like him.
Vi skal bli lik ham.
Because that's part of his word.
For det en del av hans ord.
Shall we rise at this time?
Skal vi reise oss opp?
Gracious Heavenly Father.
Nådige himmelske far.
I have preached your word.
Jeg har talt ditt ord.
It is now out of my hands.
Det ut av mine hender.
Lord, it's in your hands now.
Herre, nå står det til deg i dine
hender. I don't believe I've told one thing wrong.
Jeg tror jeg har ikke fortalt
noe feil. In fact, I don't think I've told half enough right.
And da tror jeg ikke jeg har sagt halvdelen nok rett.
It could have been so much better.
Det kunne ha vært så meget bedre.
It could have been so much greater.
Det kunne blitt så meget større.
And I'm just too limited.
Men jeg bare så begrenset.
But I know you proved yourself alive.
Men jeg vet at du har bevist du lever.
And I know you're here in the resurrection.
Og jeg vet at du her gjenoppstanden.
And I know every single promise is ours because you guarantee it by the resurrection.
Og jeg vet at det eneste løft vårt fordi du garanterte for det med din oppstandelse.
Now Lord, let this mind be in the people.
Oh, Herre Jesus, la dette denne ånd være i folket.
The same mind that was in you.
Det samme sinn som var i deg.
That you became them.
Så du kan bli dem.
That they might be actually lifted.
Så de kan bli løftet opp.
Up into you.
Opp inn i deg.
So the word may be entirely fulfilled in them.
Så at ditt ord kan bli fullstendig fullbyrdet i dem.
Now, Lord, at this time,
nå, Herre, i dette øyeblikk,
I have peace in my heart.
Har jeg fred i min sjel.
To pray for them.
For å be for dem.
Whatever they need.
Hva de enn måtte
trenge. I do not know.
Jeg vet det ikke.
I will not ask.
Jeg vil ikke spørre.
But Lord, I will believe at this time.
Men jeg vil tro I dette øyeblikk.
That you give to them.
At du gir til dem.
The desire of their heart.
Deres hjertes trang.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu Kristi navn.
Amen.
Amen.
In order to keep a proper atmosphere in the church.
For å holde en skikkelig atmosfære I kirken.
I will ask you to come one row at a time, beginning on this side.
Vil jeg ønske at det skal komme inn av gangen I en rekke.
Whosoever desires prayer.
Dem som ønsker forbønn.
I will have no way of knowing your needs.
Jeg kan ikke vite om din nød og din trang.
I don't need to know them.
Jeg behøver ikke vite dem.
You don't need to tell me.
Og du behøver ikke fortelle meg det.
I have faith at this moment.
Jeg har tro på dette øyeblikk.
That I can believe for you.
At jeg kan tro for deg.
And with you.
Og med deg.
Because it's in His hand.
For det I hans hender.
He's the one that's alive.
Han den som lever.
He's the one that proved He's here.
Det han som bevist han her.
He's the one that showed He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Det han den som bevist han den samme I går og I dag og I evighet.
He's the one that's going to do it.
Han den som vil gjøre det.
You're not coming to your brother.
Du kommer ikke til din bror.
You're coming to Him.
Du kommer til ham.
I'm just a voice now that's here.
Jeg bare en stemme som røst som her.
Just the hand that's too glad to lay it on you.
Bare to hender som glad for å bli lagt på deg.
If my brethren stand with me.
Som min bror står med meg.
So you may simply come by.
Du kan komme forbi.
And I will pray in Jesus' name.
Og jeg vil be I Jesu navn.
And the word of God will perform.
Og Guds ord vil utrette.
What it was sent to perform.
Hva det ble utsendt for å utrette.
You have only one charge.
Du har bare ett ønske.
And it has been given.
Og det har blitt gitt.
Be like Abraham.
Vær som Abraham.
Consider not whatever the problem is.
Betrakt ikke hva problemet enn måtte være.
Leave it in His hands once and for all.
Overlat det I hans hender nå og for alt.
And somewhere down that road.
Og en eller annen sted nedover veien.
Very soon.
Meget snart.
If not immediately.
Om ikke øyeblikk.
You will have your promise.
Skal du ha ditt løfte.
Which is the word of God.
Som Guds ord.
Manifest in your flesh.
Stadfestet I ditt kjød.
So that becomes the word of God manifest in flesh.
Så det blir Guds ord manifestert I kjødet.
The greatest honor that anybody could have bestowed upon him.
Det den største ære som noen kan få.
Now before you come.
Før dere kommer.
I don't know who all the minister brethren are.
Jeg vet ikke hvem alle de predikantene her.
But as many as feel led.
Men så mange som føler seg ledet.
I want you to come here now.
Vil jeg skal komme her nå.
And those who request prayer.
Og de som ønsker forbønn.
I want you to just start in the first row on this side, please.
Jeg vil at dere skal begynne på denne første rekken.
Let them get by.
La dem komme forbi.
And keep the line continuing.
Og la linjen, la rekken være kontinuerlig.
And then go to your seat.
Og da gå til deres
starte. You don't need a long time. You don't need a long time.
Vi behøver ikke noen lang.
We just need to answer.
Vi bare behøver han å svare.
Any other brethren will stand with you.
Ja, det noen andre brødre som ikke står med meg.
Men går det litt fast og sånn den veien around.
Det kan gå og gjøre det jeg har for deg.
All right. We'll do the best we can. The three come from one way. And one side only. You can do this side. And that side here. One side.
For it didn't hate you.
All right. That's fine. You just form your line as nice as you can with no conflict. All right. Let's pray. Just in the name of Jesus Christ, according to God's word, may that word that you believe tonight be your portion and become manifest in your flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Sister. Father, lay your hands upon our sister. Again, we pray in Jesus' name. May that word which you believe become your portion and manifest through you, your body, in your flesh, whatever it is. And we know you have faith because He said so in Jesus' name. Lay hands upon you, and according to the word that was preached, we know that God cannot fail. He has proven Himself, so therefore we believe that you're part of the vine. Let that word now be manifest in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister, lay hands on you in the name of Jesus Christ, not knowing your problem, but knowing that you have come here believing His word. Let that word now be your portion, and it manifests in your flesh according to your faith, and your faith is in Him. Sister, lay hands on you in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing also that you are one of His, and have come forward by faith in His name, and believe now that this passion is delivered in Jesus' mighty name. Go your way.
for our brother standing here and talking for someone, laying hands upon him, as you sent your word in here, as a centurion believed God, even now, Lord, this same word, let it go forth and heal in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother, lay hands upon him for infirmity, whatever it is. And Lord, we know now that this man has come to you, believing you. Let your word now, Lord, be glorified, that it come unto him now and be fulfilled, because you proved it is so, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for our sister, she's already told us she's got some kind of hurry or something. I don't know what it is, but I know, Lord, that you're now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I think she's been healed for your glory. Lord, we lay hands upon you in Jesus' name, knowing you're here for the fulfillment of the word which God has already proven. And you're here to let me do what he proved already. Receive your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, bless you.
Sister, you're here for healing as you told me today. And Heavenly Father, I pray for her. As I lay hands on her, Lord, I believe for her, Lord. Satan, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And the word of God be mighty and powerful, that she be loosed at this time from the top of the head to the sole of her feet in Jesus' name. And his brother also, Lord, wanted healing. And Father God, he spoke about it. So I'm not unaware of his problem, but you sent your word to heal him. Lord, let him speak kind things and good things about people, so the devil will leave him alone, and his body will be whole according to your word, which the prophet gave us manifested. Let the word of God have its full effect in your body, in Jesus' name. Lay hands upon her, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the healing of her body, or whatever her need is, Lord God, because you're the God of creation. Oh, Father, I just feel in your presence to do what you said, and I thank you for it. This is Jesus' name. Lay hands upon our sister in Jesus' name. Here again, Lord, a believer coming for your word. Not my word, Lord, but your word. If you're standing here to perform it, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray for our sister now, Lord Jesus, also according to the word. And here she is, stands here, Lord. Here I am, I'm nothing, but you're everything that you've come to me. And Lord, I just know that you're here. And I thank you, Lord, that you are here to deliver her in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for our sister. And we thank you that she can come forward tonight. You gave her the faith, Lord. And Lord, we believe you now. And let her never look at her condition again. Grant, Lord, at this moment that your word become real to her in her flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Heavenly Father, we lay hands upon our dear sister, meek and mild and fair here, coming gently before you, Lord, and we pray for her now, Lord, because you said the meek should inherit the kingdom of God. Lord, I see in the presence. I know you're here, even if I didn't hear you. And I thank you. You proved you're risen. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe you touch us in Jesus' name. God bless you. Sister, we lay hands upon you in Jesus' name, knowing you come here because of his word, the vindicated word, the word of Almighty God that lives forever. Let the same life of the word be released in your body, and whatever your need is, let you be helped in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, we come again, and here's a part of the word, because if she's a real believer, Lord, she's got to be a part of that word, because your word. Now let the word come to word. Let the word come to life and heal the body. Set us free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for this dear sister here who loves you and believes grace loves her heart now, Lord. And Father, let your word be loosed within her. Let that word, Lord God, now become manifest in your flesh, and may she never look back from this moment on in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for this dear sister. Here, Lord, there's something. I don't know what it is, but you know. And now, Lord God, according to your word, that you live, Lord, to make intercession, that you guarantee, and you're doing it, Lord. I thank you for the guarantee in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you, dear. Heavenly Father, lay hands upon our dear sister. And know, Lord God, that she is here for some reason that only you know. And Father, I just pray now that that word, Lord, that living word, oh God, the creating word, the healing word, deliver her and give her the desire of her heart, Lord, and let her know and never look back in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, another one that's got to trust you tonight. And you said that Adam and Abraham consider not his own body now dead, even yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And the prophet said, Sister Mary, don't ever look back. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we pray for our sister, and may she never look back, but receive the promise. Amen.
Pray for our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let him be filled with your word and the effects of your word, Lord. Father, your word is not dead. It is alive. And Lord, this be a branch. The life is in the branch, and healing is already in him. Remove that which is hindering the healing. Let him be whole in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, we pray for our dear brother. Here he is, Lord, with some need I don't know, but you know. But oh God, you are here now, and I know that you love him. Let the power of Christ bring the word of God to life now in this body. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for our dear brother here who tries to serve you nobly in the cause of the message. And Lord, in heaven, I just know, Lord, that you're here. And his word, Lord, your words in him, energize your word, Lord, now to deliver him in the name of Jesus Christ. Take him out of you, him. You have no power over his body. It belongs to God. Let him never look back. Amen. Our dear beloved brother, 77 years of age, Lord. And maybe someone would say we can't ask for him, but we can, Lord. And we're asking according to grace. As Brother Branham asked for Brother Al, deliver my brother, Lord, from whatever affliction in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, brother. God bless you. I believe you got your answer. Heavenly Father, pray for this dear brother here. And he is a part of us, and we're part of him, and we're all part of you. And so with compassion, Lord, we encourage our brother and believe now that the word of God is loosed by the Holy Ghost to transform him, even as one day it'll be entire. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brother, I believe it. Heavenly Father, lay hands on our brother. And here he is looking to you, and we're looking to you, Lord. And you said, if any two be agreed upon anything, it shall be done. Heavenly Father, we agree that you are the healer, that you are the deliverer. Let him be helped now, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. His brother, Lord, in the wheelchair, maybe prayed for many times. But maybe, Lord, he's got to be like Abraham now. Lay hands upon him also. And pray, Lord, from this moment on, in Jesus' name, he doesn't look back. And it comes right out of this wheelchair. Just as Sister Murray was here. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord bless you. Just believe, brother. I'm not going to test the miracle. Heavenly Father, we look here for our brother. And he has great need. I don't know what it is. But he's here, Lord, according to your word. And we lay hands upon him, like you said. And you said the prayer of faith should save the sick. And the Lord would raise him up. And so now, Lord Jesus, according to your word, we've done what you said and preached your word. And now, Lord, we believe your word is going to go to work. And we thank you for it in this man's body. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, don't doubt that. And Lord bless you. Amen. And Sister Kern, Lord, we look to you for her. And we know she's a devoted servant of yours and loves you. And tries to serve you, giving you the message. And Father, here she is, a child of yours, and so close to this word. Oh God, let her be healed, I pray, in Jesus' name. Let her body respond. And I believe it does. Amen. God bless you. With all my heart, I believe. Heavenly Father, we pray for a sister here. And here's another child of yours. And I preach the word, Lord. And that's my job is done, Lord. And just accept the lay on hand and talk to you. Oh, Father, let her be healed. Let the word be loosened in it, oh God. Let the word, the lodging place this body is to that word. Let it be vibrant with the life of the word. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless you. Amen. Just as your hands are, Lord. Don't know what her trouble is. But a faithful wife serving her husband and children. Oh, God. Here she is now to be served, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, I curse the affliction, Lord, and believe, oh, God, that you touch her now and loose her, Jesus, from her infirmity. Father, I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. My dear brother here, Lord. Carrying the Bible looks like, and what a wonderful thing under his arm. The deeper under his arm is the heart that's in the word. And Lord, I believe the mind also. Father God, let the word come to life and let it flood his body with healing power, because it is a healing word. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Amen. Our dear brother standing here, Lord, for healing, or whatever it is, I don't know. That's something to do with the literature, I can't tell. The Lord is here for help. And I know one thing, you ever live to make intercession, the very fact you're living is to put the promises of God into effect, not in the world, not in an animal, but in a child of thine. A man standing here, Lord God, let your word go into effect now in the name of Jesus Christ, and fill him from the top of his head to the bottom feet with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Fill him now, and from this moment never doubt of your word upon word, be filled to the very top. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that, brother? I believe it with all my heart. Don't use that. Another good brother, Chicago, lived there 30 years. Here he is now receiving help, nervous and all, like he told me. Heavenly Father, I don't care how old he is. He could look much older than he is because of infirmity. We don't look at that. We look at you, Jesus. You, Lord, we're looking at you, who proved your resurrection amongst us. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we accept it at this moment. And believe, oh Christ, that my brother received help. And the infirmity of it leaves his mind and body and never returns from this moment in Jesus' name. Brother, I feel great peace for you. Now, I'm not going to make any tests, but I honestly do if you feel something different. The Lord bless you. Don't look back, brother. God's on your side. There's nothing in the body. Right, dear sister, here, Lord Jesus Christ. Lovely girl, uncut hair, knowing she can be prayed for and prayed, and you'll hear from heaven. Oh God, hear a living testimony. Heal her, Jesus, because of her faithfulness, Lord. Instead of faithfulness, not asking for a lot. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for touching her. Open your word to her, Lord. So let her be manifesting. Whatever the word of promise he needs in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, for our dear brother here, standing attentively to hear the word. Lord in heaven, I don't know what he needed. He might need the Holy Spirit. He might need healing. Maybe a loved one, I don't know. But I know that you have every promise open here tonight, proven by the resurrection. Father, I pray it for him in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for it. Amen. God bless you, son. Don't worry. Heavenly Father, for my dear sister here, come now, Lord, to in your presence, not mine, but in yours, Lord. Oh, God, the children's breath, the word alive, quickened by the Holy Ghost to breathe this message, preach hard and strong, but believing. Oh, God, reward her people. Now, that pray in Jesus' name. Sister, I'll teach you that with you now. Don't you doubt that. Amen. Dear Lord, for this dear young lady here, lovely young child, to grow up into beautiful womanhood, a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. Look down upon her now, Lord God. Forgive her of every sin. Renew her by the Holy Spirit. Change her whole life and concept, O God, to see there's nothing but the Word and nothing but faith and only Christ in it. God, whatever she needs at this moment, her little heart's calling for. I pray in Jesus' name that give it to her, Lord. Oh God, I believe you heard me. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you, honey. Father, here we are, dear brother, trying to serve you. Yeah. Maybe there are many difficulties and misunderstandings and all. But nonetheless, Lord, identifying himself with you. Yeah. Oh God, I pray now, you should identify yourself with him and give him in the name of Jesus Christ. Answer every problem he's got. Yeah. Whatever it is, Lord, I don't know what he wants. But oh God, give him the rest and the peace and the joy in the life. Let him be one with thee. In his very life, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, there is my dear sister here, Lord. Here she is, not some wandering star, not some blind one following a blind leader, but Lord, following the light. Oh, God, can I look now for her in Jesus' name? And I believe you touch it for Christ, amen. Amen. My heavenly Father, lay hands upon her sister. Now, Jesus, you know her, I don't. You know her heart, Lord, but I know you, Lord, and I know your word. And you said, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Lord, I believe now she recovers. I believe, Lord, you give her body, whatever it is, what she needs, by the miracle power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. For our brother here, Lord, we look to you now for him. In the name of Jesus Christ, lay hands upon him. And oh, God in heaven, he's got a need. But that doesn't mean a thing, because you've got the answer. And before there was ever a need, before he was ever here,
You have the answer to what your word. Amen. Let the same creative word, the life-giving word, give him life over in whatever place he needs it, in Jesus' name. Amen. This young boy, Lord, we don't know what the future holds him, Lord. We know one thing, that the trials await him, and oppressions await him, and temptations await him. He doesn't even know himself yet. But Lord, if he can know you, and that word in him, then he is safe. God, we dedicate him to the word of Jesus Christ. And whatever his need is at this hour, I pray, Lord, you'll teach him that he's safe in your hands by granting his request at this moment. That you'll never leave him nor forsake him. I know you'll prove yourself to him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if anybody else wants to come, please come quickly now. Now, if anybody else wants to come, because I have a peculiar way of doing things, and this is one of them, you just come quickly. Heavenly Father, lay hands upon her sister. And here she is, Lord, with some request. You know it, Lord, and it's sufficient. You know, because I'm no high priest. You are the high priest. And you said, Lord, that man's thoughts speak louder in heaven than man's words. And here she is thinking her thoughts. Lord, as those thoughts arise, you, I just laid my hands on her, Jesus. And I believe, oh God, that the living word that was vindicated tonight, Christ risen among the dead, touches her now. And she doesn't ever need to look back. Because it's committed to you.
The Lord bless you.
God bless our brother, Lord, faithful in interpreting here. I think God will go home tonight, Lord. Wants a safe journey, but he's got desires on his heart, Lord. And here he is. And I believe, Lord, he's a man that wants his mind to have your word and nothing else. To be right about everything. And oh God, with such an attitude, I'm glad to pray for him. Oh God, heal him and deliver him, whatever his needs are. And he's home, whatever it is. Christ, let it all be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, now like Abraham, identify his family with himself, as Sarah and Isaac.
Yes.
Whatever is necessary to claim the token and to walk with upright tread and kingly manner to see the results in Jesus' name. God bless you. For our brother here, Lord, he's come to you, not me. For you're the high priest. There's only one intercessor, one mediator, and that's the man, that's not this man. But Lord, I'm glad to call to you the man that can listen. Hear our prayer, Lord, as we join our thoughts and our minds. Touch my brother, Lord, give him the desire of his heart. I pray you'll kindle the flame of reality in Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for our brother. Lord, longing to serve in your word. I don't know what his heart's cry is. It may be for something from you to help him in the spirit. I don't know. But I know, Lord, that you're the high priest. And there's something in your word concerning him. And if there is, Lord, I know that you're living right now to give it to him. And you prove the guarantee of it by a resurrection amongst us. And Lord God, we can just say, Son, God answers your prayer not because we said so, but because he said so. And he proved it. And we believe it in Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you. For our dear sister, Lord, working and laboring in the Word, trying to help in getting out the Word, Lord, as a typist and various things she's doing, Lord, and playing piano and singing. My God, here she is, modest and meek, as a woman should be. Lord, kind of shamefaced one to be. This is your kind of woman, Lord. We just present her to you, Lord Jesus, and believe that you touch her now. Oh God, touch her from the top of the head to the soul to be sanctified and consecrate her now. And loose her from whatever she desires to be loosed from. And bind her to what she wants to be bound to. Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Thine Heavenly Father, for this dear brother here, coming to you also because of the word, not because of me. But the vindicated word of a prophet, Lord. And he loved the word, and you can see the enjoyment of his face when the word preached. Heavenly Father, Lord, I don't have the power. But if I had it, I would say, Son, you've got what you want. But you have the power. And you already said it. Father, I just plead now with you that he's got what he asked. And like Abraham, he's going to see it in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Son, Heavenly Father, pray for our dear brother here. You again, you know his need. I don't. Because, Lord, you're the intercessor.
The discerning word was amongst us, proving it, reading any man's heart. We don't need to worry, Lord. Oh God, I believe you touch him in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother. Heavenly Father, just be your quickening spirit here now. As I thought, Lord, of that word that read the hearts, that discerned, that divided, that showed more than proved it. Lord God, let there be a division of sickness and doubt and unbelief in everything from you, Lord, whatever it is in him. Until she can step forth, Lord, with the desire of her heart done through Christ in it. Lord, bless you. Lord, for our brother here, intensely in love with your word, Lord, very desirous, oh God, always to know the word. And that's it. It's his wine of stimulation. Lord, he knows that that's the revelation. Thanks for revelation. And Lord, tonight he's got the faith to get what he wants in Jesus' name according to your word. And I believe, Lord, it's done unto him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. For our dear sister here, Lord, another one demurely coming that she ought to come, Lord. That's what you said, and when they come that way, you said, ask anything in my name and I'll do it. That the Father may be glorified. Father, I ask for her in Jesus' name that the desire of her heart be granted to her until every fiber of her body is filled in the presence of God. And she's a vessel for your honor. And your word becomes real in her, not only to her, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, pray for my dear sister here. I don't know what troubles encompass her. Don't know what her trials and tribulations may be, but we know she's heir to them. But I know, Lord, that she may be counted the sheep of the slaughter. Oh, Lord, she's more than conqueror. Through the Christ that vindicated himself and proved that he's risen and proved he's a shepherd of the flock who cares for the sheep and loses none. Lord, let her, I believe, at this time to receive, oh God. I pray in Jesus' name that she receive and by faith take what she needs at this hour, and you have guaranteed to her. Through Christ, amen. Amen, brother. Lord, another brother coming to receive the legacy of Jesus Christ. No fine print to obscure me. Nothing hidden any longer. But the full revelation of Christ uncovered before us at the end time and proven that he's alive and resurrected, backing up his word. God, let it be now that he received in Jesus' name whatever his heart needs, and you guarantee it, and he never looked back. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Heavenly Father, for this brother coming forward now, needing something, I don't know what, ministering somewhere, somehow, trying to be witness to your word, as we all are in some capacity, some little more than others, through various ministries. But Lord in heaven, I pray that you will now circumcise his mind and his understanding in his heart. You, Lord, will take away everything which is not in accordance with your word as to understanding and faith, because that's the most important thing in all the world. Then, Lord, loose the revelation to accomplish what he desires, which I believe you do at this moment, that he can receive in his body, whatever place it is, the word of God in power. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. It's a little late, but we can take a little time.
Yeah, it's since we can call it evening.
The reason this message was preached,
seeing that the bishop is out,
is because not so long ago, I became very ill. I went to the doctor. I went to a chiropractor. And I took therapy. And nothing seemed to help me. And I needed help right away. I was getting sicker by the minute. And I was in meetings. And I was preaching. And I took a stool. And I sat on it to preach. Well, that night I was so ill
Den kvällen var jag så dålig.
And I could get no help.
Att jag inte kunde få någon hjälp.
So I began to call on the name of the Lord.
Så begynte jag kalla på Herrens namn.
I lay awake in bed for about 2 hours.
Jag låg vaken i sängen i 2 timmar.
Praying to God.
Bad till Gud.
And he healed me.
Och han helbredde mig.
And I realized this.
Och jag insåg det.
That we can be healed if we want to be healed.
Att vi kan bli helbredda hvis vi önskar det.
Because God wants to heal us.
För Gud önskar det.
It matters what we want.
Det kommer ikke an på hva vi ønsker.
And if we want what he wants for us,
hvis vi ønsker det han ønsker for oss,
then of course we'll get it. And I wanted what he wanted for me.
Og jeg ønsket hva han ønsket for meg.
And I was healed.
Og jeg ble helbredet.
So I brought this message in order to help you.
Derfor brakte jeg dette budskapet i hensikt å hjelpe deg.
Now I care not what your problem is.
Jeg bryr meg ikke om hva din plage er.
If there is a promise, you can have it.
Hvis det et løfte, så kan du få det.
There is a verse in the Bible.
Det et vers i Bibelen.
That is not used very often.
Som ikke ofte brukes.
And when it is, it is not used right.
Og når det brukt, så det ikke brukt rett.
I want to use it for you.
Jeg vil bruke det på deg.
And use it right.
Og jeg bruker det rett.
As a wonderful preacher.
Som en vidunderlig predikant.
Once brought it to my attention.
Brakte det for meg, for mine ører.
And because of the revelation.
Og på grunn av åpenbaringen.
I received the Holy Spirit.
Fikk jeg den hellige ånd.
I had quite an emotional experience.
Jeg hadde en sterk emotion.
It was very fine.
Det var veldig fint.
But I had the real evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Men jeg hadde en virkelig opplevelse av den hellige ånd.
Because the next day when I opened my Bible.
For da jeg åpnet min Bibel neste dag.
I thought I had found a new book.
Tenkte jeg hadde funnet en ny bok.
I could not believe it was the same book.
Jeg kunne ikke tro det var den samme boken.
And it wasn't the same book.
Det var ikke den samme boken heller.
Because this time it was the Word of God.
For denne gangen var det Guds ord.
Not just a printed page.
Ikke bare noen trykte sider.
The proof of the fact that it was so.
Beviset på det faktum at det var så.
Was that when I met Brother Branham.
Var da jeg møtte Brother Branham.
We differed very little.
Vi hadde meget lite forskjell i våre meninger.
Now what he taught.
Og hva han lærte.
I could believe.
Kunne jeg tro.
Now what was that verse?
Hva var så det verset?
Ask and it shall be given you.
Be og det skal gis dere.
Seek and you shall find.
Søk og det skal finne.
Knock and it shall be opened.
Bank på og det skal lukkes opp for dere.
For he that asketh receiveth.
For han som ber får.
And he that seeketh findeth.
Og han som søker finner.
And to him that knocketh the door is open.
For han som banker på blir det lagt opp.
That is a direct statement of God.
Det et bud som satt frem av Gud selv.
That cannot be refuted.
Som ikke kan bli motbevist.
That cannot be changed.
Som ikke kan bli forandret på.
And since this is so.
Og fordi dette så.
Then asking is receiving.
Da bønn om å få noe det samme som å få det.
Seeking is finding.
Søking å finne.
And knocking is opening the door.
Og banke på betyr at døren blitt lagt åpen.
If you will let this sink down into your heart.
Hvis du vil la dette synke ned i ditt hjerte.
And repeat this to your heart time after time after time.
Og repetere dette om igjen og om igjen og om igjen for ditt eget hjerte.
Until it leaves the spiritual womb which is the mind.
Until then.
Leaves the spiritual womb, which is the mind.
Until there, etterlater et åndelig liv som sinnet.
And goes down into your soul.
Og går ned i din sjel.
You will become one with that word.
Da vil du bli ett med det ordet.
And you will ask and receive.
Og du vil be om å få.
Because you will know it cannot be otherwise.
For du vil vite at det kan ikke være andre.
Any more than what I will do now.
Ikke mer enn jeg vil gjøre nå.
For I will put my finger in this water.
Jeg vil stikke fingeren min ned i dette vannet.
And it's got to happen if I determine to do it.
Og det må hende hvis jeg har bestemt meg for å gjøre
det. Then I do it.
Og jeg gjør det.
Asking is receiving.
Og be om å få.
Just as determining to dip my finger is dipping my finger.
Like som det å bestemme seg for å dyppe fingeren å dyppe fingeren.
Seeking is finding.
Søken å finne.
Whatever you're looking for, you'll get it.
Vad än du ser efter och söker, du vet inte det.
Knocking is opening the door.
Banka på är att få öppna dörren.
Which means whatever is hindering you should be put aside.
Och vad än det måste vara som hindrar dig, det ska läggas till sidan.
Because God said so.
För Gud sa det.
Listen again.
Lytt igen.
Ask and you shall receive.
Be och du ska få.
Go ahead now. Go ahead.
Fortsätt att be.
Speak and you shall find.
Sök och du ska finna.
Open your eyes so you can see it.
Öppna dina ögon så du kan se det.
Knock.
Bank.
And the door shall open.
På och dörren ska bli öppna för dig.
For asking is receiving.
För bön är att motta.
Seeking is finding.
Söken är finnen.
Knocking is opening the door.
Och banking är öppning av dörren.
What are you doing tonight?
Why you're Greek right?
Were you asking?
Body.
Then you receive.
Thou for this.
Now don't say otherwise.
Jag säger icke något annat.
Because it's true, you receive.
För det är sant, du får.
God said so.
Gud sa det.
You have received.
Du har fått tack.
Did you seek?
Sökte du.
What were you seeking for?
Vad sökte du?
It's yours.
Det är ditt.
You found it.
Du fann det.
I don't have to look anymore.
Du behöver icke se mer.
Because he said seeking is vain.
För han sa, söken är finnen.
Did you knock tonight?
Banket du på ikväll.
The door is open.
Dörren öppnar.
God said so.
Gud sa det.
Let this be in your heart, my brother, my sister.
Låt det vara i ditt hjärta.
Let it be in your heart.
Låt det vara i ditt hjärta.
You will get it.
Du ska få det.
Because you have it.
För du har det.
The word is a seed.
Ordet är säd.
That seed has the power to transform itself.
Den säden har ämne till att transformera sig.
Into what that word said.
In i det som ordet uttalar.
They shall cast out devils.
De skall kasta ut djävulen.
They go.
Och de
they
går.
Shall heal the sick.
De skall helbreda de sjuka.
You shall be healed.
Och du skall bli helbredad.
They shall raise the dead.
Och de skall resa upp de döda.
You shall be raised.
Och du skall bli upprätt.
Whatever you ask in my name.
Vad än du ber om i mitt namn.
You shall receive.
Skall du få.
Because asking is receiving.
För att be är att få.
Seeking is finding.
Söken är att finna.
And knocking is opening the door.
Och banka på är att öppna dörren.
That's the word of God.
Det är Guds ord.
Let God's word be true.
Låt Guds ord vara sanning.
But every man's word a lie.
That människans ord.
Bringing every thought into captivity.
Och ta alla tankar till fånge.
And in subjection to Jesus Christ, who is the Word.
Underkastelse under Jesus Kristus som är ordet.
Let His mind be in you.
Låt hans sinne vara i dig.
Let His word richly dwell in you.
Låt hans ord rikligt bo i dig.
Put aside your own thinking.
Lägg till sidan din egna tanke.
Consider not your own body.
Grund icke på ditt eget läge.
Don't consider anybody else's.
Och icke grund på andres.
This is the hour of the promise to be fulfilled.
Detta är timen där löften ska uppfyllas.
Every promise.
Det löfte.
Because the Son proved He was here.
För sonen bevisade han var här.
God was again manifest in human flesh.
Gud blev åter stadfäst i människan.
It was proven.
Det var bevisat.
So you have asked.
Så du har bett.
You have received.
Du har fått.
He said so.
Han sa det.
You have sought. You have sought.
Du har sökt.
So you have found.
Du har funnit.
You have knocked.
Du har bankat på.
So the door has been opened.
Dörren är blivit öppnad.
Let me tell you something.
Låt mig säga dig något för att bevisa det.
You came here to this meeting for the purpose of hearing the word.
Du kom här med den hänsikt att höra ordet.
You came here with questions on your heart and mind.
Du kom här med spörsmål i ditt hjärta och sinne.
Because you've heard many different things said about this message.
För du har hört många olika ting bli sagt om detta budskapet.
Let me tell you now, my brother, my sister.
Jag må se dig nu, min bror.
The flame of fire the prophet saw over my head.
Den flammen som profeten såg över min hode.
Was not given to me to captivate you.
Var icke gick till mig för att jag skulle ta dig till
fånge. Nor make you love me.
Eller få dig till att älska mig.
Nor to make you listen to me.
Eller icke för att få dig till att lyssna till mig.
Nor to make me a leader.
Nej, för att göra mig till någon ledare.
Nor to make me an authority.
Nej, för att göra, heller icke för att göra mig till auktoritet.
But to give the testimony of Jesus Christ who is the Word.
Men för att ge vittnesbörd om Jesus Kristus som är ordet.
I have been faithful to the prophet's word.
Jag har varit trofast mot profetens ord.
I have not deceived you.
Jag har icke lurat dig.
I do not want you to follow me.
Jag vill icke att du ska följa mig.
I do not even want your respect.
Jag vill icke att du ska beundra mig.
I do not covet your love.
Jag förlanger icke din kärlek.
I don't want your flattery.
Jag vill icke din beundring.
I don't want a compliment even.
Jag vill icke ha en komplement.
I want one thing.
Jag önskar en ting.
And I will go to the lake of fire if I have to go for it.
Och jag vill gå in genom flammene.
I want to be true to this word as the prophet said.
Jag vill stå trofast till detta ordet som profeten sa.
I want you to know how the prophet said it.
Och jag vill att du ska veta hurdan profeten sa det.
That is all that counts.
Det är allt som kommer fram.
Nothing else is in my mind.
Intet annat är i min själ.
I have been honest with you.
Och jag har varit ärlig mot dig.
I've tried to give you this word, not my own.
Jag har försökt att ge dig detta ordet, inte min ord.
I have no interest in my word.
Jag har inte någon intresse i min egen ord.
It is his word.
Det är hans ord.
So I say you have come for the word.
Så jag säger du har kommit för att få ordet.
And to the best of my knowledge in my heart.
Till min bästa överbevisning och kunskap.
I have told you exactly what that prophet said about that word.
Och jag sagt dig akkurat vad profeten sa om det ordet.
Then you have gotten this much.
Så har du fått så med.
Then can you not go a step further?
Så kan du icke så gå ett steg längre.
And can you not see Christ risen amongst us?
Kan du icke se att Kristus uppreist ibland oss?
And proven that he is here in his resurrection power.
Och bevisa att han är uppreist i bland oss.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I kraft och att han är samma igår och idag och evigt.
And can you not hear him say tonight?
Kan du inte höra ham säga idag?
Ask,
be,
and you shall receive.
Och du ska få.
Seek,
sök,
and you shall find.
Och du ska finna.
Knock,
bank på,
and it shall be opened.
Och det ska bli lagt upp för dig.
If you ask,
för visst är det.
I will give it to you.
Ska jag ge det till dig?
If you have lost it,
hvis du har tappat det,
I will find it for you.
Så vill jag finna det till dig.
If there is a door between you and it,
hvis det är en dörr mellan dig och det,
I will open the door so you can have.
Så vill jag öppna dörren så du kan få det.
He said.
Han sa det.
He means.
Han menar det.
It's on.
Det är vårt.
The Lord bless you.
Herren välsigne dig.
Pile word upon word.
Lägg ord på ord.
Grow up into him.
Box emot ham.
Clothe yourself fully with that vesture.
Klä dig fullständigt med den drack.
And nothing shall be impossible.
Och inte ska vara möjligt för dig.
And the very power of the resurrection.
Och kraften ifrån uppståndelsen.
Which is to usward who believe at this moment.
Som är till oss som tror i detta ögonblick.
Shall place us in the very resurrection.
Ska sätta oss in i själva uppståndelsen.
We shall not taste death.
Och vi ska icke.
We shall not taste death.
Och vi ska icke smaka död.
We shall not miss one breath.
Vi ska icke missa ett andetag.
We shall not miss one heartbeat.
Vi ska icke missa ett eneste hjärteslag.
And we are not in competition with each other.
Och nu är vi icke i motstånd mot varandra.
We are not saying I'll make it and you won't.
Vi kan icke säga jag kan greja det och du vill icke.
But branches of that vine.
Men grenar på den samma vinträd.
With the same life.
Med det samma livet.
And the same faith.
Och den samma tro.
The same spirit.
Och den samma ond.
The same mind.
Och den samma själ.
Will meet him in the air.
Vi möter ham i luften.
Carry this in your heart.
Bär detta på ditt hjärta.
Carry this only in your heart.
Bär på detta alene i ditt
hjärta. Carry this only in your mind.
Bär detta alene i ditt
hjärta. Until it comes in here in the heart.
Intill det kommer in i ditt hjärta.
And when this is here in here.
Och när detta är här inne.
We will be it.
Så vill vi bli detta.
The Lord bless you, everyone.
Gud välsigne dig. Ska vi rejsa upp.
Our kind heavenly Father,
vår milde himmelske far.
Some folk will be departing from us.
Några människor reser från oss.
Give them journeying mercy.
Ge dem miskunnighet på resan.
Overflow them with thy love and faith.
Överflöd dem med din kärlek och
let the virtuous word of God rule in their hearts and minds.
Låt värdien av troen regera deras hjärtan.
Let them be a light unto the people.
Låt dem bli ett ljus för folket.
And especially give glory to you.
Och speciellt ge ära till ditt namn.
Lord, I pray the faith that the people have tonight.
Herre, jeg ber om at troen som folket har i kveld.
Will never depart their hearts and their minds.
Det aldri vike fra deres hjerter og sinn.
But will from this moment on.
Men fra dette øyeblikk av.
Increase.
Øke.
And abound.
Og overflyte.
Until the very seed of the word.
Inntil ordet. Said,
comes forth in a harvest of that word.
Kommer frem på høstens tid.
I believe you'll do it for us.
Jeg tror du vil gjøre det.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible.
No, yeah.
The King eternal, immortal, invisible.
The evige konge usynlige.
The only wise God.
Den eneste vise Gud.
The all power and honor and glory.
Den som over all makt og ære.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Gjennom Jesus Kristus vår Herre.
May they now be committed unto him.
Må de så bli overlevert til ham.
And to his grace.
Og til hans miskunnhet.
Amen and amen.
Amen og amen.
The Lord richly bless you.
Må Herren rikelig velsigne dere.
What song will we sing as we go?
Hva sang skal vi synge videre?
19. We'll sing number 19 as we go. The first verse I think should be sufficient. Because it's late already.
That's our first verse.